Blog Talk Radio. Wait, legendary.
How y'all doing? What's going on, America? We are back here on another installment of Lessons with the Legend, honey. The icon is not here, honey. He's in transportation on his way back home. He might call in, honey, but if he doesn't, you will definitely be here with me and my daughter. And my sister, Nicole. How you doing on this glorious day, whatever state you in? And for all the girls that definitely came out to New York City this weekend, honey, and you was in your back home in your prospective states, honey, and you wasn't used to any of the snow and things, I hope you had a fabulous time in New York City at our awards board, night number 17, and our blizzard that we had here in New York City. How you doing, girls? Yes, I see the children are in the chat room. The numbers are going up, honey. The awards ball was definitely a cute ball. The rubber was definitely a cute ball. We had a confident fight. How you doing? Oh, baby, we got to get into all the madness and all the shade and all the shenanigans that happened over this weekend at the awards ball. We got to get into the shade and the shenanigans that happened at the awards ball. And if it was something going on in the other states, honey, and, you know, girls had functions and things, we got to talk about that. It's definitely the recap and messy Monday. It's definitely going to get real messy tonight, honey. I am definitely here, and I am glad that all you girls are definitely here in the motherfucking chat room with us and on the phone lines with us. We're going to have a motherfucking ball tonight. I know my girlfriend that calls in and has the scandals in the shade and the reads of the girls, she'll probably call in and give us a you know, some little gossip and things that's going on. But the children was definitely here. Some of the children from L.A. got stranded in the airport because flights was delayed. I know about Chicago was stranded because they were trying to get here this weekend. I know the girls from D.C. The roads is real nasty and dirty, honey. I was on my way driving to the ball with some of the overall punch that we had at the function this weekend, honey. And I did a 360 spin in my motherfucking truck, honey. I was gagging, honey. But no, mother, it's all right, Miss Day. You know, I'm definitely all right. I am back here with y'all, honey. And we're definitely going to have a fine night, honey. And we're definitely going to talk about some of the highlights and the lowlights and the whatnots and the have-nots and the should-nots happen at functions. How you doing? But I am definitely here, and I'm glad that y'all are here and y'all are tuning in with us, honey. And I'm sorry to all the girls that was going to come out to the Mizrahi Christmas party tonight. We had to cancel the Christmas party due to technical difficulties, but definitely, we're definitely going to be rescheduling it, honey, and I'm definitely going to be sending out invites and everything for the girls, definitely to have the girls definitely come out and have some fun. I see Miss Wendy Williams is in the chat room, our first legend of the chat room, honey. I see Miss Sexy is in the chat room. I see, who else? I see we have a bunch of guests in the chat room that's just looking at the chat room. I see faces in the chat room. I'm just seeing the names that's just chatting in the chat room. How y'all doing, honey? ATL Crown is in the chat room. How you doing? Toy Boy is in the chat room. Yes, honey. Shady Cam from What's the Tea is in the chat room. How you doing, Shady Cam? How you doing, Shady P? What's tea? How you doing? Yes. The children are up in the building, honey. And it's just so much, honey. The cow. We gotta do the cow. If she's ready. If she's ready, honey. Yes. If she's ready, we're going to do her first. I live for you. I love you too, baby. I love you too, honey. But we're going to talk about, let's get this started, honey. Well, I don't want to start the shade and the shenanigans just yet, honey. I love you too, Susan, honey. You're definitely a boxer, honey. I'm going to talk about that later. You're definitely a boxer, Susan. I'll be recapping the boxing that happened this weekend at the function, honey. I'm definitely going to tell you about the boxing. But let's not waste no motherfucking time. We wasted a little bit of time, you know. Miss Ebony was here. Miss Ebony was in New York City this weekend, along with my sister. So, you know, they both just got back into Florida. My sister's trying to unpack. Miss Ebony's working the boards, Miss Thing. So, you know, you have to bear with us. We're going to have a rocky night tonight. But y'all bear with us because Miss Ebony's on the board. My sister's got to get herself back together. You know, her and Lopez, Miss Ebony, my sister and Lopez, just flew back into Florida. And they are here and they are working the boards. And we're definitely going to be up here. And, you know, we're going to have some fun. Well, let's not waste no motherfucking time. Let's go to the south side of the motherfucking Boogie Down Bronx, honey, and see what my motherfucking band, she called motherfucking sister, Nicole, got to say on her mind, because she came out to the function. Hello.
It's not the South Bronx, darling. That is certified, okay? I'm over here, Fordham, darling.
Well, the Fordham section in
the
yes, how you doing?
Fordham. What's going on?
Nothing.
Hi, America.
I'm
hi, Ebony. With Mother at?
Mother's unpacking her clothes. They just got home about 45 minutes ago. So Mother's unpacking her clothes, you know, winding down. You know, Mother and Lopez is not used to snow and all of this stuff. You know, this don't happen.
I'm guessing she made it back.
Yeah,
this,
you know, this don't snow and all of this stuff don't happen in Florida. So, you know, they have to recuperate and get themselves back into the warm weather area. You know, they back in the warm weather area. So she's recuperating, getting herself back together. Mother will probably be on tomorrow or Wednesday if she don't surprise us to come on tonight. But most likely, you know, unless nobody tries it tonight, I don't think Mother will be on tonight. But she'll probably be here on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Miss Ebony just hit me up. Miss Ebony just hit me up and said, Mother's in her bedroom and she's unpacking and winding herself down. And after she gets out of the jacuzzi, she will be on. So Mother will be on. After Mother gets out the jacuzzi, Mother will be on.
Take the cell phone. Just go.
Yes. So what? How did you think?
You know, I had a ball. I had a ball. You know, I'm everywhere. I'm always. I think there was what was fun. It was just gags of all that snow and that cars. A lot of more people would have been made it there, but it was just so much snow. But they gagged that the ball was over at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, mistake. The girls gagged, honey. The girls gagged. Oh, baby. When I start talking about Tyson and Holyfield, the match that happened, I just got a special message that came on the red line when I talk about the incident last night, because you ain't come out last night, but you have to wait until later, and I'll tell you about the incident. But yes, I heard some of the girls. Before I even get into the girls about the girls reading about the function being over at 4 o'clock and them getting put out the venue and thing and everything. I wanna start off with this, because, you know, we started off. To all you motherfucking bitches out there that can't take me or don't like me or don't see me, Mustang, eat ass and motherfucking die, baby. I started walking balls, Mustang, and I started walking realness. And after I started walking realness, bitch, I walked runway. And after I walked runway, bitch, I walked sex siren. I started walking face was the last category I did. So for all you bitches that can't take me that I came out and I felt motherfucking sex and my red bustier and my garter belt and my motherfucking ruffle panties mistake and gave you Moulin Rouge my thigh-high motherfucking boot, bitch, bright bricks and kick motherfucking Cadillac because mother was in the motherfucking building, bitch, and I did what I do and I do what I do because I can do it, bitch. How you motherfucking do it? So every time you read me, bitch, it's just like me being in the motherfucking Star magazine or the motherfucking Inquirer, bitch. Inquiring minds want to know about me, mother, East Coast, overall. How you doing? Now back to the function. Yeah.
There's so many new people in the chat room.
Yes, the chat room.
Oh, is these the old people and they switched up their names because there's so many new people.
The chat room is really legendary. Miss Wendy Williams is legendary in the chat room, and the chat room is legendary. The girls really love the chat room. When I tell you, I was speaking to two queens today, and I was out and about today, and you know the girls always stop me when they see me out and tell me how they love the radio show and we're doing such a good job. And they said last week was their first time in the chat room.
You're
and they
the new
love
person.
The chat room.
You are the new person. I never seen your name before. He's always the new people.
Yes, and they love the chat room. Oh, no, that's not a new person. That's an old person. He's old.
I never seen this name before.
Yes, the girls really love the chat room. The real girls really love the chat room. But let's not waste no time before we get into all the details. Let's go straight into the other bedroom and get my daughter, Brianna. How you doing? Can we get Whoopi?
Fashion baby, work it, move that bitch crazy. Walk, walk, fashion baby, work it, move that bitch crazy. Walk, walk, fashion baby, work it, move that bitch crazy. Walk, walk, fashion baby, work it, I'm a free bitch, baby.
Hey, bitch. What the
doing?
Fuck is up? What's going on? Hey, Nicole.
Hey, what's poppin'?
What's going on, y'all?
Nothing much, just chillin'.
Oh, girl, I'm so tired. I'm drained from this weekend. It was insane. Oh, my God. But anyhow, I have some news. If you guys have been paying attention, Brittany Murphy has died.
Ooh.
I gagged. She must have been overdosing or something because, girl, they said her cabinet was down. So I guess she died from all those drugs she was taking. Yeah, it was a scam. Sheree Wheatfield, Atlanta's Housewives, got a new man. He's a $25 million film actor. Girl, you know she's getting her coins back for her new house. Bitch, you know she lost the last one.
What, Miss Sheree? What?
Okay. Yes. Nicole, bitch. So Kobe's here acting a mess.
Hi, Kobe.
Well, we're not gonna talk about Kobe right now. I already worked on our agreement with Kobe.
Girls, did y'all see Boogie at the Emporium?
Oh. Oh yes, Boogie and his husband was definitely in the function on it. For all you girls that wanted a piece of Boogie, I spoke to Boogie at the function, and Boogie was on a three-way call with that caller that called in, but he didn't know what I was going to say. That's why he didn't say anything. But I told him, you know, I wouldn't do that to him, you know. So let's get to the madness. Not enough waste on time.
Okay.
Let's get to the madness,
yeah,
Miss Thang. Because I've been hearing that the girls have been reading, Miss Thang, that the ball was over at 4 o'clock, Miss Thang, and they paid their 30 queens and everything, Miss Thang. What did you hear about that, Miss Nicole? What's the tea?
The same thing you heard, that the ball was over and that everybody paid their $30. And I was walking out the building, and Jasmine said, I just kick in. I'm not kicking because I kick in because I situation. And I kind of, like, understand what was going on. But when I looked at Jasmine, she was looking like, girl. She said, what category was that at? I said, girl, I think that was just the end of the half. She looked like, girl. Like, you know, basically saying these people are going to be over it. But the fact of the matter is that ball was supposed to start at 7 o'clock. It is too many balls. There is so over up and down the East Coast, the Midwest, and everything. There's so much going on. And it is not that day where you used to go to a ball and it's 4 o'clock in the morning because the girls was waiting to come in for making their coins. Or you used to go in the ball because you wanted to make a grand entrance. You're not a legend. You shouldn't be making no grand entrances. Nobody is expecting, if you're not there in the beginning, no one is expecting you in the end. So there's not, so you can't be upset. If they say that the boss needs to start on this time, we need to give respect to the time that these venues give us and go on that time, and we won't feel like our money is being taken because they can't start without you. So if you don't come into 12 o'clock and I tell you my venue is closing at 5, Ms. Thing, then my venue is closing at 5. And, you know, it's not a lot of places. It's very hard. That was a very nice place, by the way. Over. Nice place. Upstairs and downstairs. The downstairs was big enough. It was very, very nice. And they came up there. And they didn't even let y'all know in no type of time. I gagged when he said that to Jack. I looked like, and that was it. I went right to the cold check. But we were all supposed to be there at 7. I'm going to tell you another little secret. If everybody would have made it to the ball at 7, a lot of people wouldn't have been caught in that snowstorm. But everybody wants to be in their own, you know, in their own world, and they want to do things at their own time. So I pretty much don't want to hear that about the ball ended at a certain time. The Icon ball is going to start on time. When it is time for us to leave up that, we're leaving up out. If you did not see your category, I'm sorry. See you next year or something. But they have a contract to these people, and they can't keep breaking it. And sometimes nobody, it's 5 o'clock, it's snowing. They want to close the place down. People smoking, people's doing this, people's doing that. And, you know, so I don't want everybody to be all upset and be feeling like it's a reason to attack, because there is no reason. It was specified that the ball was supposed to start at 7 o'clock. They said that they had that place. Well, I heard it was to 5. Okay, well, 4. It was over.
How you doing, Miss Thang?
It was over.
Do you know?
Everyone wants to make these. Remember back in the days, Kat, when we were going to balls, first of all, when we were going to balls in the 90s, there weren't balls like this. We got to get our life at the clubhouse.
Yes.
You went once in the year, maybe it was like 4 or 5 times out of the year that you actually went to a big ball. Now there are so many people, so many new generations, so many times of changes. Things are not what they used to be. If you're not a legend, and if you're not nobody that anybody is looking forward to seeing, you should not be walking up in the building at 1 o'clock in the morning and they told you that the ball was going to start at 7 and you missed your category and you're gagging.
Oh, how you doing? Okay. Well, that's on that. If, you know, if anybody want to comment, we're going to be taking calls. In about another 10 minutes, we'll start taking calls. I just want to congratulate $1,000 Twisted Team, the House of Ebony, for coming out to the Rumble last night.
Okay, about that. Because I want to make clear, and Ebony can come, because I don't want to attack anybody, but I don't think that from what I heard, and I was watching, I seen the Milans, I see the Icons, I see Lucky in them, but I never recall seeing the Ebonies at the awards ball with $30. So I wanted to know if they were there, because I heard when he was two people that was actually on the team the next day was actually at the ball. Maybe they couldn't make it. I'm not trying to throw the thing, but I don't think it's fair that if they weren't at the ball, what was they continuing? They were not there. There was nothing to continue if they were not there.
Oh.
So what is, I mean, why, what, I don't, I'm somebody's coming saying that nobody's being shady, and don't try it. I just am asking how does that go about? Maybe they couldn't make it. I don't know. But they weren't there at the Ebony Ball, so I'm pretty sure the Garcons feel like they were cheated because they showed up, and these people showed up that weren't there at the awards ball.
Oh, well, we have to get some girls on the phone that want to talk about that, honey. Well, honey, I just want to congratulate everybody that did win of the year. I definitely do. I definitely do want to,
Congratulations, Kiana, Deja.
Ooh.
I love the fact that the whole House of Allure was there. The Melange, Eugene, Dwayne, all the legends. Oh, my God. Kenny was in the building. The ball was cute. And for it to be a snowstorm like it was.
Well,
it,
I just got Melange representative just hit me up and gave the very exactly. And that's why the Melange backed out and did not come to walk on on Sunday. I just got that from a Milan representative. Honey, oh, ciao, honey. Yes, honey. Yes,
it was really cute.
Yes,
I had
yes.
a ball. You know, I'm of a cocktail artist. You know, I'm up the runway, down there with the Mizrahi. He's over here with the Revlons everywhere. I love everybody. I'm everywhere. I had a ball.
Yes, I just want to congratulate everybody that did win of the years, and I just definitely want
the
to
house
congratulate
of LaCroix, they did
the
very
house,
fabulous.
I want to congratulate to the House of Allure for being inducted into the Hall of Fame,
yes.
The House of Milan, and the House of Miyake Mugler for being inducted into the Hall of Fame. And everybody that won, it definitely came out and had a good time, whether it was snowing or whatever it was. The girls that definitely, the 500 girls that definitely did come out in the building, Miss Thing. I definitely
that
do want to congratulate y'all. I want to congratulate y'all.
Jennifer was there. I read just my sis came to that place to support y'all. She was there in the snow.
I just want to congratulate everybody that did still come out in the snow and definitely did come out and support the ball in the snow and the sleet and the transportation's not working and girls paying it and leaving their cars and getting on the train coming to the ball and everything.
Yeah.
Y'all bitches definitely did. Y'all definitely pumped it out and y'all definitely turned it out. And I definitely do want to and all of y'all girls that definitely came out to the ball, Miss Thing is still supporting everything. Y'all need to give yourself a pat on the back, and you know, because y'all definitely
cute.
Did come out.
If we can
and
get
I
people
just
to
wanna
act
thank
like
y'all.
That normally.
I just really want to thank y'all for definitely coming out, but bitch, it was everything to see Eugene Milan come
Ooh.
Out and say and Vogue a little bit for the children, Miss Thing. I used to get chills to see him come out, Miss Thing. I remember the first time I ever seen him Vogue, Miss Thing. Honey, bitch, oh my God, back in the days when I started paying attention to Vogue, to the Vogue category, because I used to always pay attention to the realness in the face category. But when I started paying attention to Vogue, it's when Eugene came out as the fucking Riddler, bitch. Oh my God, bitch. And to see him, yes, and to see him come out, and to see him at the ball, and to come out and see him in Vogue and everything, it was cute. And I definitely got to give a big, big, big up to the House of Milan for definitely having all the old girls definitely out and at the ball and supporting the house.
But
Armani
wasn't there.
It was definitely cute. But it was cute. You know, a lot of the femme queens, you know, the femme queens. They
no, not real... the femme queen, my line. Remember the Butch Queen Vogue femme, Armani, that used to serve
yes,
the drag?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? She was a supreme.
Yeah.
I think
but,
she
you know,
was a supreme. Well, I think she was
the
supreme.
A lot of the femme queens, you know, we get real shy when the snow and the rain and stuff come with our boots and our shoes and our weaves and our lace fronts and things.
I was up in
there,
darling. I had put my wig, my weave in to put the wrap that thing right on up. My wig wrapped it up. I put sweatpants on, put my boots in a bag, and put some Tim's in the sweatshirt. Went in that bathroom and came out like Wonder Woman, bitch. Put my boot on, took the sweatpants off, put that hair down. I was in the building.
Yes, I definitely got to give my daughter, Ayana Milan, a big shout-out. My daughter was sitting up in the motherfucking
nice.
Building with her motherfucking 27-piece and her black dress, honey, and her motherfucking $2,000 fur fox rhinestone motherfucking coat. How you doing, daughter? I love you. Yes, honey. Yes.
All right,
baby.
For commentator of the year again.
Yeah.
The lovely Beverly. The Cons won. They did a lot of picking up awards there,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes, the Cons definitely did won. And, okay, so now on to the awards ball. Now, okay, now let's recap. Now we got to recap the Rumble ball.
Okay, can I tell you something I heard? They said that Paris got chopped and Giselle chopped her. Is that true?
Yeah, okay, we're going to recap it. Yeah, Paris got chopped because the category was in black and white, and Paris came out in all black. Instead of black and white, then she ripped up some paper and stuck it to her lipstick and put it on her titties, but they still chopped her. A lot of the girls got chopped because they looked fierce. All the female figures got chopped for the $300 Vogue. They had to bring their own superhero, except Tia LaCroix. Grand prize, $300, Tia LaCroix. Grand prize, Dominique Mother LaCroix and her team with my daughter Whoopi and Justin to Kimora and what's the other child name, Whoopi? Darrell and Darrell Chanel. Grand prize to them, $1,000. Grand prize Jubilee Milan for Soft and Cunt. Grand prize Cassandra for Dramatics. And I don't know the other child that won the Beginner's Vogue category. Who else won? Grand prize to CJ Garcon for Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize to Father Jahad, legendary icon, Father Jahad Ebony for Thug Realness. Who else won what category at the awards ball? Grand prize to my daughter Alana for female figure runway. Who else won what category? Grand prize Chantel Khan for Butch Queen Up in Drag's Face. She won Butch Queen Up in Drag's Face. Who else won? It was a bunch of other winners that happened at the ball, but I don't remember the thing. Okay. Now down to the Twista madness, honey. The Twisters came out and they was in their black and white and they was spot and they was voguing down. We get to the first battle because you know I'm a gossip.
Wait, hold on a minute. Hold on. You really just tried this with hit me with this. I am. Y'all turned it. Y'all always turned it. The whole world knows that I love y'all. I had a lovely time with you, Quincy, Weezy, Alex, and Mike, who turned it at the ball. I love y'all all the time. Don't try it again.
Okay. Oh, yes, the icons is in the building.
Yes,
okay,
they
were, so
and they think, and the legendary Quincy came out, and she cut up for me, darling.
Okay, now back to the twists, the madness. So now the twists come out, and I think it's about 12 or 15 of them come out, and the children out. And so you know how the girls make it hot. Okay, well, you come out, and you pick who you want. So the con child came out. I don't know his name. Well, you know, I don't know his name. The con child that came out, he came out, and he picked who did he pick? He picked Little Trey. And him and Little Trey was battling down. Little Trey served him, honey. And so, you know, I'm sitting in the front in my legendary spot where I always sit at the Rumbles, Miss Thing. You can catch me on DVD sitting in my legendary spot. I'm always there, Miss Thing, you know, holding the cash, giving the girls the change. So I'm in my spot, Miss Thing, and the child loses, Miss Thing. And so from what I heard was, you know, I'm going to say allegedly what I heard was that the con child that came out was supposed to be on Jess's team, but he paid it and didn't come to the ball, but then came to the Rumble the next day and still walked. This is allegedly what I heard. And then he, my black phone is ringing. My red phone is ringing. Eric. His name is Eric. He came out and he was supposed to be on Jess's team, but then he didn't come to the ball on Saturday, but he came to the Rumble on motherfucking Sunday. And then he walked, and then he called Lil Trey out. Lil Trey came out, and Lil Trey served him. And allegedly, they sent Susan Khan after he walked, and he lost by Lil Trey. Susan Khan said, "Oh, I'm something, something, something. You lost, and you look like shit or something." And Miss Thing, and then the child Eric hauled off and punched my granddaughter Miss Susan in the mouth. Miss Thing, at first Miss Eric was getting the best of Miss Susan right there in the little corner, honey. But then they said when they got in the big area over there, when you go in the back, Miss Susan was wearing her out, Miss Thing. But you know, I don't go to fights, Miss Thing. The girls start pulling out things, so Miss Thing, I just watch from the sideline. But the children tore it down and everything, Miss Thing, and it was a mess, Miss Thing. And I mean, they battled down. Security came, and they were still battling with security over there. They were still battling, girl. I was gagging. Then the legendary overseer of the House of Commons, Kool-Aid, got on the motherfucking microphone, Miss Thing, and gave the raid, y'all both out of my house. And then the girls gave the raid, she can't do that, Miss Thing. But then the red phone just hit me 15 minutes ago when the show started, Miss Thing, and the red phone just motherfucking ringed off, honey, and it was confirmed that they are definitely both out the house by the legendary icon,
How you doing?
And it came off the red phone, honey. It came off the red phone from the icon.
So they just happened and have no power.
I don't know, Miss Thing, but they're both out the house and they no longer con. I am gagging, Miss Thing. But you know what? At this time, we're going to start taking some phone calls because it's been some shit, and I know the girls are up on the phone line.
Let me get
and the girls want to comment. The girls want to comment, and the girls want to say things. So, oh, my God, let's get the madness started. It is the recap. It is Monday night motherfucking madness, honey. So, bitch.
Happy
Let's
birthday,
get the
Katrina.
Shit started.
Happy birthday, all the way from Baltimore. Happy birthday. I love you. You're old as dirt. Happy birthday.
Honey. Oh, yes. So, Switchboard, if you girls are out there, you on the phone line, and you want to talk about the madness that you just heard, bitch, it's 63 of y'all in the chat room. I know it's for girls that's on the phone line. Please feel free to press 1 because I don't want to sit here and talk with Miss Nicole. Me and Miss Nicole and Miss Whoopi can do this on a three-way call, Miss Day. I want the girls to come in and communicate. And let's get this shit started.
Communicate.
And I gotta tell you, I gotta give a big shout out to Whitney, and I definitely gotta give a big shout
Whitney
out to Shannon, Whitney and Shannon Carr and Shannon and Mother Vivian, because bitch, when y'all children come, y'all don't hit every function, Miss Thing, but when y'all kids do hit the function, Miss Thing, and I love how the chain, it gives me all Miss Rahi T's, Miss Thing, how when they children come out for a category, Miss Thing, it's a chain of command, Miss Thing. Gassan, 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 I need a Gassan. How you doing, honey? Yes.
Yeah, bitch.
Yes. Oh, hold on. Child, babe, before we go to the phone calls, honey, Miss Ebony just hit me up, and the legendary Aurora Mother is ready to come on. She's out. Let's get it. Give me a beat for the legendary Aurora Mother, Jasmine Couture, Miss Rahi. How you doing? Can I get a light beat, honey? Miss Ebony, what's going on? Hello, what's the tea?
No,
what's
the
tea?
You know that bitch don't see me.
Oh, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi, Devin, how are you? How's everything going?
Girl, I'm so tired, it's a mess.
Mm-mm. Yes, it was just so much madness and everything that go on. Girl, I'm glad you left out the building because the children started fighting and trampling and everything last night after you left, honey. It was a mess.
Who started fighting?
Susan.
Oh, this was
and
here
Eric.
In New York?
Yes, this was in New York at the Rumble, Miss Thing. The children rumbled last night, bitch. You ain't hear me? They rumbled, Miss Thing. They actually came, Miss Thing. They rumbled, bitch. They said rumble. They said it was a Royal Rumble, bitch. It was a Royal Rumble, bitch. I'm talking about, bitch, they teared it down with the three securities trying to break it up, Nicole. They were still rumbling, bitch.
Mm-mm.
Bitch, they locked ass. They locked ass like hit balls, bitch. I was gagging, honey. But I still love both of them, honey, and it was cute, honey. So you got any tea about the function, sister?
Tea?
Tea.
I knew she was going to say, Abby!
Ain't no tea.
I just meant to say at the same time, tea? Do somebody got some tea they want to tell her, you mean?
Wow.
Tea?
I just want to start off by saying on behalf of you know, Jack and Andre. I want to say thank you to everyone. How do I start this off? Y'all have to excuse me because I feel like I have, like, jet lag and shit. I was at the airport since, like, 12 o'clock this afternoon. I didn't get on my plane until 6 o'clock this evening. I flew for 3 hours. Then the traffic at my airport here in Orlando was just tremendous, just trying to put our luggage in the truck and get home. I mean, it's just holiday season is crazy. But I want to say personally to everyone, also as well, on behalf of my partners, sincerely from the bottom of my heart, thank you for everyone that did come out to the function. You know, traveling in that weather, I haven't witnessed that weather for years since I lived back in New York. It was Lopez's first time ever being in snow that deep. You know, it doesn't snow like that in Atlanta. I really want to say thank you for everyone that took the time, spent the money. They probably had to spend money for cabs and you know, transportation and stuff to still make it to the event. Thank you so, so much for you guys to even be a part of it. And for the people that weren't able to make it, you know, thank you for even trying and even taking it into consideration. You know, a lot of people called and kept calling us, telling us that they were going to try and make it. I think Nicole got cut off. Miss Finn, call her back. Get her number and call her back. A lot of people called and said they were trying to make it from D.C. and Philly and Baltimore and stuff. And you know, bottom line is, girl, what is this person in the chat room saying? Is Jasmine still with baby? What are you talking about?
I've been saying, go get block, queen.
Miss.
Girl.
People said. Anyway, bottom line is, thank you guys for all attending. Sorry things did not go like, you know, of course, planned. Things really never do. Kelly, what is Nicole's number?
Oh, hold on, hold on. I'm sending it to Miss Ebony right now. Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to send it to her. Go ahead, finish talking. I'm going to send it to Ebony.
We got to the venue early that day. You know, Jack was, like, one of the first people there setting up and everything. So around 6 or 7 o'clock, the ball was ready. You know, people, you know, the doors were open, the ball was ready for people to get to, but of course we knew it wasn't going to start at that time because the way people traveling there and people trying to get there and everything, so it was just basically everybody, you know, creeping on in one by one every, you know, every couple of minutes and stuff. So bottom line is,
thank you very much.
bottom line is, you know, people just started making it, and bottom line is everybody just started getting in when they could. And once a good amount of people were in there, went into the award ceremony, and, of course, the categories. I really don't have no idea what was going on upstairs because I was in control of the door, making sure that everything was being taken care of on the first floor. Jack and Andre was in control of what was going on the second floor. So, you know, I just want to, again, you know, on behalf of, you know, us, I want to just say thank you for attending. As far as a lot of the other stuff that went on, you know, that's upstairs, that stuff that I'm sure Andre can address when he does come on the show tomorrow, as well as Kelly because she was up there and stuff. But, you know, again, just thank you guys for coming out. Thank you guys for being a part of it. We can't control what happens as far as Mother Nature goes, but you guys really stepped up and, you know, became, you know, played a major part of it, and, you know, just thanks for that. For all the people that are, you know, sitting back and reading, I am kind of over it, Wendy. Not really over it as far as the ball, just I'm really tired. As far as people that are reading the balls and really have, you know, so much to say and stuff, I'm one who believes that, you know, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. Sorry. I'm sure a lot of the people that are reading are these, you know, legendary individuals and icons who probably didn't even pay to get into the venue. I know that for a fact. And, you know, for you guys to sit back and read and you didn't even have to do nothing and stuff like that, you know, try giving an event. You know, I deal with this so many times, you know, in a year. You know, in 2009 alone with the events that I have been a part of and I have given, it's not an easy job at all. So before you sit there and cast, you know, stones and, you know, sit there and try to read and stuff, you know, why don't you step up to the plate and, you know, kind of see how hard it is to do this. And, you know, from dealing with these different venues and different personalities and different individuals and stuff, it's not an easy job. And instead of sitting there bashing the next individual or the next promoter, step up and try to do something. And you do it individually, not as a house, not as, you know, this or that. Won't step up and do it yourself. But, again, I don't blame you for reading because you're probably right about a lot of the stuff that you're saying. But as a leader, as a legendary individual or an icon, you shouldn't sit there and read around other children and sit there and point fingers and sit there and attack and stuff. I just think that that's so wrong. But if that's what you want to do, you can do it. I'm just letting you know that I just don't think it's right. But a lot of you guys don't think what I do is right either. So, oh, well, I don't care. But that's pretty much it. Kelly, bottom line is the tea that I got for you. I'm going to tell you like this. It's going to be a lot of changes in 2009 as well as far as this house goes, too. But there is video footage or not video footage of, not video footage, but I guess other footage out there of personal stuff that happens in house meetings that's being translated to other people, other members, and there's, you know, people that are girlfriends with certain individuals that are over there attacking other girlfriends, and there's people that you think are your mothers and your aunties and your uncles and all that stuff that are turning around reading from reading the ball this weekend, reading trophies, reading categories, reading who won over the year, reading you for walking sex siren, reading all this and that. I really think this is just such a backstabbing community. It's just such a it's such a shame. I think it's a mess. But I think everybody just needs to sit down and really analyze who your friends are, who you can talk to, and I really much am very proud and happy to know that I have a home to go to that is millions of miles away from the whole center and root of all this. Because that it's just, I can't do it. For 2 or 3 days in a row, I can't do it. So imagine being sitting there, imagine being centered around it for so long. I think, Kelly, you need to really watch and then acknowledge who your people are. Because I just got a call a few minutes ago as I was unpacking, and the mess that I was just told in my ear about what was happening, I think it's a truly a mess. A mess. And I think meetings need to be, I think to all house leaders, every house leader, listen to me when I say this, every house leader, y'all need to have a basket at your front door and a bitch walk in there with a cell phone, a microphone, or anything, a sidekick. They need to check it in like a coat because these little kids are sitting here recording and videotaping house meetings and all that stuff and just sending it to their girlfriends or three, this is not the first time I've heard this happening, three-way calling other houses saying, listen to what's going on in our own house meeting. And then you have other houses laughing and kikiing and no, I'm talking about what just happened at the last one. A big mess, a big, big mess, word for word, a big mess from exactly what I'm hearing. I think all house leaders, it should be a mandatory rule. You cannot bring yourself, just like when you go to jail to visit people, you got to check shit in. I think it needs to be like that at a house meeting. I know it's not going to happen, but best believe, if it was me, if it was me in my building or a meeting that I would attend or that I was throwing, oh, they would put it. They would not have that phone there. Those bitches would be out. And it's not just in Mizrahi that are doing it. It's other houses, because I've had other houses sit here and call Andre and call us and tell us, oh, my God, one of our children was sitting there calling one of your house members. I mean, it's just a mess. And then, again, this is how shit starts, with other house members and leaders sitting there talking about their girlfriends that are who's supposed to be in these other house members and leaders. And so I just think it's sad. But I'm not going to sit here and rain on a good weekend, because with all the snow, with everything that happened, there were still two successful events. Again, I'm glad everybody was able to attend. It's the Christmas holiday. I just want to personally wish everybody in this ballroom a Merry, Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. Thank you. It was wonderful seeing everybody come in, everybody acknowledging me, and me seeing people I haven't seen in years. Nicole, I thank you. It was so fun just seeing you at the door, helping me out and promoting that punch and things of that sort. You know, it's just good that when we can work together and people just come out and just have fun, you know. But I'm not going to hold up the show. I'm not going to,
the show. They scared. They ain't nobody going to come in there. They ain't going to come on the phone.
They're going to call. No, the girl's
anyway.
Going to call. The girl's going to call.
They're
going to
come in, and I am, and they're going to do that. Ain't nobody going to. They coming up on y'all.
The girl's going to call in, and the girl's going to do what they do, and the girl's going to say what they say. But you know what? At the end of the day, regardless to what anyone says about the overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi, bitch, I got a pot to piss in and a window to throw it the fuck out of, and all my motherfucking bills are motherfucking paid. Cable, lights, and everything is never off, bitch, and they are paid on time. So
you
can kiss my big black motherfucking ass. Let's get some motherfucking phone calls, bitch. Yes, it's Miss Nicki Minaj, honey. Let's get some motherfucking calls up on this motherfucking line. How you doing?
If you guys have any direct questions, I'm going to stick around, but I'm just going to put the phone down. But I'm going
to
have
to. Yeah, we just get Ebony to ring you. Because, you know, Ebony.
Yeah, I'll be listening. But if you guys have any questions or whatever, I'll do my best to try to answer them the best way I can. So, you know, but I'll let you guys see.
Well,
my other question is to you,
is, could you be a little bit more direct? Because that's kind of interesting how.
No, it's
all.
It's all.
I'm not talking about your house stuff. I'm talking about. I don't care about your house stuff. I'm talking about what she was saying to you about who's your friends and who's this and this person sitting here talking about the trophy
and
Nicole, this person.
Nicole, no, don't worry about Nicole.
Hold on, Kelly. The whole thing with that is that it's just, you know, Kelly, a lot of people don't realize, and let me say this, and I'm not saying this because Kelly's my sister. I'm not saying this because Kelly's we're in the same house or whatever. I'm saying this because I know how Kelly is. And a lot of people have come, and I know a million of you people in this ballroom have a different look on Kelly since she started with this radio. A lot of people don't realize the type of person Kelly is, until they really get to know her, hear her. We've heard it millions of times on the radio. I always thought this of you. I always thought that of you, and things of that sort. Until I actually get to hear you, I get to meet you and stuff. We all know Kelly's very aggressive. Kelly's very loud. Kelly can be a certain way, but Kelly is a beautiful person in my eyes. She has done so much for me and as an individual, not as far as house goes, but as an individual, she is like really, really there. She helps me when it comes to these balls. She has put her all in all and just assisting to make sure that everything is smooth, not for the ball, not for, you know, trying to what's going to be in her pocket at the end of the evening, but to try to make it smooth. So for me, so I'm not so truly stressed out. She's done it for other individuals. Unfortunately, those other individuals don't appreciate it. They don't show her how much they appreciate. They just continue to boss and say, do this, do that. And at the end of the evening, they acknowledge other people before they acknowledge her. But I'm one who will acknowledge her and say thank you to her because that's the type of person she is. And it bothers me so much when people sit there and talk to her and smile in her face and she's my girlfriend and they're afraid she's going to spill tea, so they side with her. And, you know, they want to keep your enemy as close as possible or the one that's going to leak all your information. So they'll rather, you know, sit there and Kelly's my girlfriend and act like Kelly's my girlfriend because they're afraid that she's going to leak because they know her mouth can't hold water. She's going to leak the information and shit, so they keep... They sit there and try to keep her as the best friend and, oh, she's my friend, don't talk about Kelly. But then when, as soon as something goes wrong, they're the first ones to read the fuck out of her. And that's what I can't stand. I would rather not have you as my friend. Don't even talk to me. We can say hi, bye, out of respect. But don't sit here and be my friend when you really don't like me. You can't take me. The first time I do something, you're going to attack me. And then not attack me. If you were really such a my friend, then you would come up to me and say, baby, I don't think you should have did that. I don't think you should do that. I don't think you should do it that way. Don't sit there and, child, she looked a fool. And, girl, y'all know better. She shouldn't have. Why would you do that? Now, come on. So that's my thing. Just watch out who your friends are. And I'm sure you all know, because I sit there and say, girl, why are you even bothered? Girl, I have to keep them. I have to keep them close. So y'all all sit here and smile, and y'all all sit here, and including Kelly, y'all all sit here and smile in front of each other's face, and y'all all girlfriends with each other, and all the rest of this stuff, when in deep down inside, y'all really don't like, can't take, and don't see.
And if you don't,
and that's
it,
right, Shady. That's just plain out faggotry.
That's not even faggotry. That's disrespectful. You're fake. You're phony. If I don't see you, you stay on your side. I stay on my side. We can be cordial. How are you doing? And we keep it moving. Don't be up in my face doing it and smiling and thinking that a Kiki, oh, I don't like your girlfriend. I don't like that. I don't like you either. And I will say anything. I'm glad that that part of my life is over. And instead of them getting rid of me, I have got rid of them. So that I don't have to feel like that. That hurts. In the chat room, I hear all of y'all. I see you, Miss Nikki. I love y'all, but Jasmine was talking, so I didn't say anything. Sexy boy, go to hell. I love y'all all.
You know what? A bitch don't know a good motherfucking thing until it's motherfucking gone, and that's the only thing I got to say about that. And on that note, after that, I just want to let all you motherfucking girls know out there that, yes, me and my sister, both of the overall mothers of the House of Mizrahi, is working on a collaboration function that will be coming near to you in the early part of 2010, and we are working on the flyer and another $5,000 category for you girls, and it's going to be an immaculate ball because I am pinning my motherfucking stamp of motherfucking approval on it. How you doing? Let's take
One thing I want to bring up is that exactly what you said. I'm not going to even just say we're working on this and that. I'm going to sit down and tell them. One thing that Jack and I have talked about numerous times is when it comes to, and I'm going to bring this up as well. Now y'all got me started. People in all these of the years, let's talk about the of the years, okay? Let's talk about it. I don't know if Jack says anything about it, but I'm going to say something. You guys, as leaders, Jack sits down and takes the time to rent out the space or whatever he has to do with that venue to have a nomination meetings once a year for these balls. I mean, for these houses to sit down and, to vote on who you guys want. And bottom line is you guys sit there and have the opportunity to vote for a member in your house and a member out in another house that you guys want, feel deserve. The award for that category. You guys sometimes don't even vote for your own house members. You guys only vote for other people that y'all think are going to vote for people in your house or for you as a sole individual. I've heard times where people sit there and sell their votes. Well, if you vote for me, I'll vote for you. Well, vote for my house number, and I'll vote for your house number. And then at the end of the evening, when the ball's over with, y'all sit here and read who got it. If y'all sat down and took the time to really vote fair and square or really took the time to appoint one individual that was trustworthy enough that is not going to do shit like that or has nothing to lose, then maybe y'all can vote fairly early, and this stuff can be done correctly, and then at the end of the evening, the right person would have won. And that's my point. And bottom line is, I just think bottom line is, it, something should be done as far as that goes. I mean, I think what people need to do is appoint the correct individual or one sole person or just do it a certain way where it can't get to that point. And you're right, Mr. Man, it shouldn't be a people's choice. It should be this and that. If there wants to be a People's Choice Awards or whatever, then there should be a People's Choice Awards. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Bottom line is, when a whole image came to me at the last Capitol Awards when I said, why not let the people, since the people have so much to say, why not to let the people decide on who deserves to win this category? Well, why not have a ball where people can decide on who deserves to win? I mean, again, you have the People's Choice Awards, you have the Viewer's Choice Awards. My point is, have a ball where people can sit down and vote on who they felt was their best in 2009. And that's what I want to try to work on. I'm not going to sit there and call it the People's Choice Awards. Most likely it will be called a Viewer's Choice Awards, because there's so many people on the radio right here, you guys in the chat room, you guys that call in, you guys that visits the pages, where I can sit here and create a poll, and you guys can vote on who, just like you voted on what categories you wanted to see brought back to the collections, you guys can sit down and vote on who you feel was your best Butch Queen Fish, your best Vogue performer, your the best Sex Simon, your best Realness person of 2009. And you guys will sit down and vote. A lot of people say, well, that's not fair because they can vote a million times or whatever. No, because what it can be done is you can vote only one time per IP address. And what will happen is it'll be a poll where you can actually watch it build or maybe not watch it build, so it's the element of surprise. But you guys can sit down and vote and figure out for maybe a couple of weeks who you feel was your best. And we have a ball and acknowledge what the people felt. Now we had an awards ball that's done every year for that has been done for the past 17 years. Let's start something now where the people can vote and pick out who they felt their best is. It's not the Oscars. It's not the Grammys. It's just who the people want. And that's what Kelly and I are going to work on. That's what my plans are for our anniversary show, because we are going to have an anniversary show. We are going to be here in February. It's going to be one full year. So I'm looking to maybe do something in March where we can get together and have a People's Choice Awards or Viewer's Choice Awards and allow you guys to vote. Pick who you guys feel were the best. Pick some categories that you guys want to see at the awards ball, at this awards ball, and you guys will be able to pick the next 5,000. I'll throw a couple of ideas out there. You guys pick which one you guys want, and that will be the $5,000 category of that night. Simple and dry. You know, that cut. That very simple. Simple, I mean. And that's what we're going to work on. So I just wanted to put that out there for you guys. Nicole, what do you think?
I think that is over and that everybody should be looking forward to seeing every year a board that consists of exactly what you just said. I think it's over. Back in the days, there used to be a People's Choice Awards board.
We're not going to call it the People's Choice.
I know they're not going to call it, but I get the whole thing that she's saying. They used to do that, and it would be over for you to start that and continue to start that, because then it would give a variety of people able to make their own, have their own opinion, instead of people who just doesn't abuse using the authority or the fact that they're so high and iconic that would give them other people able, you know, enough time to judge and have their own different opinion instead of just being a couple of people who are being shady.
Yeah, and again, let's not get it twisted. Officially, we're not going to – I always call you guys the people, because I always say the people have a voice. But you guys are the viewers. Even though you're actually visually not watching this radio show, you're listening to it, but you guys view what happens at balls. You guys view what happens on the DVDs. So – You guys are the viewers. Who do you guys feel? Hey Poppy, Nikki, DJ Mike, ATL Boy. Who do you guys feel was the best, who had the best Butch Queen face of 2009? And you guys will be the ones who decides that. And, you know, Mr. Man and that girl, who do you feel was the sexiest femme queen of 2009? You guys will decide that. Tomorrow, people are going to read, why is she doing that? It's a mess. It's going to turn into this and this and this and this and this. And guess what? I don't care what you think. I don't care. I do not care what y'all people think because I care. I don't care all you judgmental people. I don't care. You don't have to come to the ball. That's how I feel. Y'all all know how I sponsor my own events. I sponsor other people's events. So it really doesn't matter to me. It'll be sponsored and it will happen. But the bottom line is let the people vote. Let the people get. Let the people have a voice. Let them pick who they felt was the best. It's not. It's like the American Music Awards compared to the Grammys. It's nothing compared to what's been going on for the past 17 years. It's a whole different system. It's nothing like that. It's like it's like the Golden Globes and the Oscars.
That's the problem too. That everybody thinks that it should be going on for the last 17 years. Those years are gone, and it is a different day. And people need to learn to work together a lot. We have to. This thing is so big now. It's bigger than everybody could think. Naomi's on TV. This is getting big, and we're gonna lose everything just because of we so hatred towards one another. And we always gotta read and pass judgment on which one thinks is doing this. And you don't even have a home.
But you know what? It's going to be, it's regardless to the fact if the girls come out, if the girls vote or not, it's going to be a fabulous function, Miss Day. And I already have my hand in the motherfucking cookie jar working on the motherfucking video and the decorations and everything and the trophies and everything. And I'm going to come
out these cookies, y'all.
And I know, and I'm going to come through and I'm going to show the girls exactly my talents in everything that I have to offer when I throw a motherfucking venue. You're going to see my work and you're going to see exactly what I can do and not offer people taking my glory and my shine.
They see it now. They're just blind. You're going to do that. You're going to fix this building up and everything, and they still going to have something to say. You got to do things.
And they can have whatever. And they can have. And they can have.
You want
to do it. And they can have whatever they want. They can say whatever the fuck they want to say. Because I have been doing it for years. I have been doing it for motherfucking years. But this motherfucking time, I'm going to shine. How you doing? But let's not sit here
talking all night long. But I mean, it's not all about. You know, I know what you're saying, and I know where you're going with it, Kelly. But it's not all about that. It's just the bottom line is I want to give the people something that they want. I want to give the people a chance to sit down and vote.
Y'all don't do that because of all these other different reasons or because you want to give. Because you don't have to do that. It's already set.
No, I really, really don't.
You do that because you want to do this. You want to let people. It has nothing to do with the way they're not doing it because that's the way they're doing things. I'm Jasmine. I'm going to do things my own way. All that is too much work and mess. I'm doing this. But like you just said, to each person in the chat room, one by one, their name, and to all the other listeners, and to everybody who sits on the sideline, cheering and clapping until their hands are purple, you are going to give them the opportunity to pick who they should think should be the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom
and
line.
I think the votes, I think it'll be done in a different way where people can feel like, wow, I gave my best and I impressed these people and that's why I won. Not because somebody tried to have me, not because my vote was sold for somebody else's vote, not, you know, for personal favors or whatever goes down with, you know, with these houses that the reason why they vote or whatever, but because it was really, really well deserved. And that's how I feel it goes. You know, it's just bottom line, who is your favorite? And that's what I'm going with. And whoever likes it, I'm happy you like it. And whoever don't, like Kelly and Andre and all them say, bite bricks and die. I really don't care. And then again, you guys, it'll be the first time that you guys get to pick the next $5,000 category as far as my $5,000 category goes. It may be a repeat of something that has happened, or it may be something new that, you know, has never happened, but you guys will be able to pick it out of a group of, you know, stuff that has happened before or not have happened before, but out of a list that I put down. And attentively, I want to have this one maybe sometime in March, you know, with all the stuff that's going on, you know, in January, you know, February and stuff. So I want you guys to, you know, just, you know, look forward to that. And that's pretty much it. Was there something else I was supposed to say? I forgot. But I'm not going to hold you guys up. And if you guys need, I guess if the show gets hot, Kelly, whatever, you guys need an extra hour, just say it.
Okay.
Well, if they're not punk bitches, we're definitely going to need it. But I'm assuming everyone is going to be nervous.
All right. So I'm going to put this phone down. If you guys need me, I'm here. But, oh, actually, you know what? I'm not going anywhere. Just go ahead and take calls.
Let's get the madness started. Press one of you on the phone line. You got something to say. What's on your mind? How you doing? And if you're listening from the computer, you could definitely press click to talk on the top of your box, and you could definitely come up on the phone lines. You could definitely chat with us if you have a mic on your computer. 404-966. You're on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on? Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
That's me, girl. Who? I'm talking to the caller.
Hola.
What's going on, caller? Hello? Okay. Private caller, you on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing? Private caller, you're on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing? Okay, honey. Okay, private caller, you're on the air. I guess not. To the IMA that's hitting me up right now, hit up Tens of Chops. Hit up Tens of Chops at yahoo.com.
I don't like
send
this
that message over
being
to
Barry. Where's Whippy at?
No,
hold right
on.
Here, baby.
Send that message over to Tens of Chops at yahoo.com. And we have another private caller. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air.
If you know you're calling
from a private number, honey, every private caller must say something until you hear your voice on the air. All private callers must say something until you hear your voice on the air. Private caller, you're on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing?
Hello.
Yes, you on the air, baby. What's the?
Hey, Kelly. How are you? Hey, Nicole. Hey, Jasmine. This is Kay.
Congratulations
to Woman's Face of the Year and to Big Girl's Face of the Year. Mini grand prize winner once again, another $500 in her pocket, Kay Eviso. How you doing, sister?
Everybody from the call and wish you guys a very, very, very Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, and a Happy New Year. And I had a wonderful time at the awards on Saturday. It was a scandal getting there because of the weather, but I had a really, really, really nice time. And I'm glad that everyone made it there and made it home safe because a lot of people are getting into accidents, you know, because of this weather. So people should be more appreciative that we came out, we had a good time, and we got home in one piece. Like, what the fuck more do you want?
Oh, my
like,
God.
Thank
just look
you
at
so
the people
much,
who
Kay.
Can't even hear. They don't even hear. They got deaf problems. They ain't listening to you. They told you talking to people that just does not can't comprehend. We're back at the same thing. Jasmine is repeating the same thing that we were doing 6 months on the radio. How can we change these kids and how can we help? And then you come up here and have to say the icons and the leaders and the people who run this stuff is the people who being scandalous.
I mean, if we threw a ball at the fucking Neverland Ranch, someone would still have something to say. Like, what more do you really want when you go out to a ball? Like, we made it there, we had a good time, there was no real incidents, and that's just that. But if you guys are giving out a $5,000 category in March, and if it's Big Girl Face, baby doll.
Okay, I let me put a bug in your ear. I did get word from a very, very reliable source, and this is one of my, I guess that maybe we can call it a seal of approval. I guess I never did a seal of approval for a category of that large sum, but these are one of my seal of approvals that this one individual back in the South, though I know you may say, oh, I don't feel like going back there, but this reliable person I feel is very reliable. stated that they may want to bring the category back in the beginning of the summer. So you may really see it there, or if the people vote, you may see it for the, you know, the anniversary show, the anniversary
yeah.
ball.
Well, yeah, you never, yes, you might see it. But if Jasmine gave her stamp of approval on a category, the cash is going to be given out. So I might be out there playing too. How you doing? You never know.
Oh, all right.
I got to eat me a lot of pork chops and some turkey and steak, everything.
But Kay, and I just wanna thank you for calling in, Kay. And I forgot also, and she's also Woman of the Year also. How you doing? 3 of the years, Miss Sang. How you doing? In 1 year, Miss Kay hit the floor and she got 3 of the years. Thank you for calling in, Woman of the Year.
Kelly, I'm gonna give you the phone number for Big Rhonda.
Yes, text it to me because I need Big Rhonda, honey. Big Rhonda did Miss Kim. If you get the awards board DVD, because somebody did record the board for Jack, you get the awards board DVD. Miss Big Rhonda, she laid Miss K's here. I'll have her number. How you doing?
Yes, she did. Hey, it was
Oh, when the guy gives them to Jack, I'll let you know when they have them for sale.
Cool. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you for calling in.
All right.
Okay, next caller, please. Yes, honey. Oh, bitch. Honey. Yeah, I'm having fun tonight. I'm enjoying all the girls, and I'm enjoying all the shade and the shenanigans and everything, Miss Thing. It has been going on for so long, Miss Thing. It's just so much, Miss Thing. 917-346, you on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing? 917-346. Okay, 917-693. You're on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing?
Hey y'all, how y'all doing?
What's going on?
Hi Kelly.
Hi
Daddy.
I'm
Nicole.
I
would be
at the ball.
First I just wanna give condolences Kelly to we lost another icon in the, actually in the acting community. I don't know if you remember. Remember 227?
Yeah.
Elena Reed passed away.
Who was that? Who was the character?
Oh, Rose.
Rose.
Rose was Rose. Yeah, she passed away with cancer. That's during our time. The new kids are not going to know who she was because 227 was in the late 80s. But remember Rose with the curly, Jerry curls?
That's that in the window.
All right. She passed away. And another thing I want to mention, Whoopi, I'm surprised you didn't talk about Shane Sparks, who was arrested for molestation. And some guys. You guys know who he is. He was the choreographer who we all thought that was probably on the low because he always acts so hard and straight, and we all thought he was a butch queen. But he was arrested for child molestation.
Oh, the one from America's Best Dance Crew?
Yes, he was arrested child molestation.
Oh, no.
It was a girl or a boy?
It was a girl. But I still think I don't know.
I think that they should chop his legs off and put his fingers in the oven until they burn to the creep of his fucking bone. That's what I think. I think anybody that decides to touch a child should be gagged and chained and chopped up and sent to the pits of hell. That's what I think.
One more thing I want to say before I go. Jasmine, I totally, 130% agree with you. That's one of the reasons why I don't do balls anymore. Because people are phony, people are users, people want to use you as an opportunist, and if they don't sleep with you and they can't use you and get what the fuck they want to laugh in your face and stab you in the back. And I see it.
Mm-hmm.
I see it at the balls. I see it on the sidelines, and that's one of the reasons why I do not participate in balls. I will come to spectate, but I will not walk a ball because it's pure fucking shade.
And Jasmine, you know what's really sad, Jasmine, that it's the way it's always been, and we can't change the scene, but we could change Pete ourselves, and it's just not enough of us to change it all, and that's why you, caller, you don't go.
It's not enough. It's not about, it's not, you know, it's not about, because, you know, we're not going to stick on this because this is a real, a positive topic, and, you know, this is messy Mondays, but we're going to pick this topic back up on Monday. But it's not about changing the scene. It's about changing bitches in the scene. Bitches that you think are your girlfriends, bitches you think are your gay children, bitches you think are your gay nieces, bitches you think that's your mother, your grandmother, your father, and everything, stabbing you in the motherfucker back, kicking you in the motherfucker back, and then talking shit behind your motherfucker back, instead of being a bone motherfucking bitch and telling you, bitch, because at the end of the motherfucking day, like I tell you, bitch, I'm a motherfucking Gemini. I have two motherfucking sides to myself. Kelly is very nice, but that other person that comes out, when that other person comes out, that other person is very motherfucking nasty, bitch. And I think for 2010, bitches just need to start being motherfucking real and saying what the fuck is on their motherfucking mind and stop biting their motherfucking tongue and calling and texting other motherfucking people about bullshit instead of calling straight to the motherfucking source and getting the motherfucking nitty gritty going. If a bitch is going to leave your house, if a bitch is going to leave any other motherfucking house because they feel what you said out your mouth is motherfucking wrong, oh well, bitch, kick motherfucking rocks, bitch, because then you wasn't really a part of the motherfucking family to begin with in the motherfucking beginning. And for 2010, when 2010 roll in, whatever's on my mind or whatever I feel, I'm going to tell a bitch, don't ask me for motherfucking shit, bitch, unless you come in motherfucking correct, bitch. You want something, bitch? I want motherfucking half for it, bitch, or I'm not doing the motherfucking thing. Kiss motherfucking ass. Next caller, please. How you doing?
Ooh.
She gets started, honey. She went in.
I like it when it gets started. You get pumped up with the...
She just got... Bitch.
Bitch. I'm going back to the old days mistake where bitches used to sell their shit for half. 678-346, you on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing?
What's happened?
What's going on? 678-346, you on the air.
Hello?
Okay. Yes.
That was a bit.
Oh, next caller then, honey.
Kelly, calm down, honey. It's over with. You know the root. Don't let it bother you. Don't let it continue to bother you.
No, the root to all evil is skinning that motherfucking cat alive, bitch.
You know what?
There's a circle.
I'm only going to agree with you. Sorry, Jasmine Kelly. I'm only going to agree with you, Kelly. Only in because of my age and how I've grown up, and I take things different if it's recreation for you. If it is something that is really bothering and you're going off and you give me that, there's a problem. There's nothing that nobody do to me. I sit back and go off and read because it's recreation. I hang up my phone, pay it, no mind, never answer. I don't got time for that in
you
my life.
You know what? No, Nicole, you know.
And
Nicole,
you want to just whoop ass because it's choice.
It's not even about whooping ass, Nicole. It has been so much motherfucking shade in my motherfucking life and in my motherfucking circle since motherfucking April motherfucking 12th. 2000 and motherfucking 7. It has been so motherfucking shade in my motherfucking circle and in my motherfucking life, bitch. And it is a fucking shame, bitch. It is a shame that bitches can't see a bitch rise to the motherfucking top, bitch. Okay, bitch. If you scratch, and it's for everybody. It's for everybody out there. It's for everybody out there in the motherfucking scene, Miss Thing. I want everybody in the scene. I want, if you start from the bottom and you crawl your way to the motherfucking top, mistake, or you get halfway there or three quarters of a way there, don't ever let a motherfucking bitch bring you down or let a bitch ever see you motherfucking sweat, bitch. The girls have been trying to tear me down for motherfucking years in my circle and out my circle, but a bitch will never ever tear me down, and a bitch will never ever see me motherfucking sweat, bitch. If I can't pay these $1,800 worth of motherfucking bills every motherfucking month, bitch, so help me, my name ain't DCHH Jr., the motherfucking third, bitch, I'm gonna live back in my motherfucking mother house. How you doing? Because I would never let a bitch see me motherfucking down, bitch. How you doing?
That's not
next
nice.
Caller, please.
And that's not, I know that feeling.
No,
that's
we don't need
nice.
A next caller, honey. We need a.
Because you need to expect, because it's not all about what she's talking about right now.
It's that whole circle. Now, the bottom line is enough is enough, the whole circle. But like I said, every circle, I've told you before, the same circle, the same get-high crew, the same individuals that sit there and bash and talk and this and that, that think that each other are friends and friends and friends, are the same ones that are talking about each other now and attacking each other or behind scenes going to other houses, reading these same individuals. It's just a mess. Yes, Kim, frenemies, a whole bunch of frenemies, a whole bunch of them.
Them, but you know what's bad, Kelly, and you like the way you just broke it down, girl. You just touched my whole gut because I felt what you felt like. You wanted to cry, like these people are really trying, and you cannot. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar, and I told you that way back forth. It don't matter how you got to the top. The Bible speaks: who was first will be last. Who was last will be first. Favor ain't fair, and don't ever let anybody steal your joy. Don't tell anybody because you just broke out, girl. Like, I don't even want to hear another caller. And if anybody around you that is doing that, get their ass so far away from you, bitch, that they'll be throwing stars. Don't let them do that to you, because they would do that to me, and I feel sometimes the same way. And you being so sensitive is that one side, and that's why she's so aggressive with the other, because you can't break someone big like that down and don't think that they're not going to want to kill you. So you can't. No, but Kelly, you can't.
You know
do
what?
That.
We have this conversation, and I'm gonna. You know what? I'm just feeling so much. It's just so much. And you know, and I'm really feeling some type of way. And I'm just so real about everything that I do and everything that happens, Miss Thing. And it's no shade to anybody that's listening or anybody that's on the phone lines. And it's been about a year and 3 months since I've been mother of the House of Ms. Ryan. I'm going to keep it real, just like Audrey keeps it real all the time, Ms. Thing, you know. And the girls might read and the girls might say anything. But for the last year and a half of me being mother of the House of Ms. Ryan, I have never, ever felt like I was mother of the New York City chapter. Every other chapter that I go to, that every other state that I step into that has a Miss Rahi in that chapter, Miss Thing, they all greet me and make me feel like I'm mother. It is only about a handful of the kids in New York City that even make me feel like I'm mother. Every state I go to, every person in that chapter gives me goosebumps and make me feel like I'm motherfucking mother. Let's be real about the situation. The girls don't see me. The girls don't use me. And it works me so motherfucking bad, bitch. So let's get to the nitty gritty. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about my circle. My circle of people that's in my circle. That's what we're talking about right now, since everybody want to know. Let's get it out on the open. Let's be real about the situation.
Names, because I got a couple of my
okay.
I'm not going to say no names.
I have 32 members in the New York City chapter, and I only think about 10 of them see me as being mother of New York City and respect me and give me the goosebumps as the other 13 chapters give me. The other chapters give me goosebumps when I go to their chapter, the way they grace me and the way they open the doors and they treat me like they treat the other femme queens. The New York City members don't make me feel like a mother. And we're going to be real about the situation since we're talking. I go to L.A., I go to any other state, the children is waiting for mother, they open the door for mother. Mother says it's time to go, let's get in the car, we out of here, let's go. They respect me as such, since everybody want to know what we're talking about. And for 2010, it's going to motherfucking stop. It's going to be a whole new motherfucking ball game, and I'm coming through, bitch, and I'm going to take the motherfucking heels and the dresses off and stop trying to give everybody this illusion of what they want to see me as and looking like all the rest of the femme queens, because you have never seen me Banji cunt. You have never seen me Banji cunt since I became mother. I'm always dressed up and in a heel and hair's done and everything. I have not been Banji cunt. Last night was the first time I ever came out as mother, Banji cunt. But I'm going to go back to the illusion of what Kelly is and stop portraying what everybody want me to be, and I'm going to put my motherfucking foot down, and bitches is going to know my motherfucking wrath. How you doing?
You can't live according to the way. I've never been like that, and I thank God for having that, but I've never felt like I needed to be around someone or put to myself. Never, ever, ever, ever. I was going to be what they want me to be. You're crazy. I'm going to be what I want to be.
Come back.
That's the very rule, and I hear what you're saying, and it's always the people around you that's close to you that try to tear you down, but I'm telling you, the shit that you got to have comes from within you, and you have to feel it, because what I feel is in me, and they can't tear me down, bitch. I'm too bad. You see how you have 15 people at your house when it's time for a ball? You got Miss Kelly? I would never. Okay, mind you, I'm not telling you, and you got all these people and their lovers and everything and all that. That house is big enough for them to do it themselves. They are big enough for them to go on and do it themselves, and then
since I'm being real about everything and I'm being real about the situation, one of the reasons why me and my lover is not together right now, one of the reasons why we're not together, and I'm not going to say this is one of the parts, but one of the reasons is because my lover didn't want me to be mother anymore. My lover didn't want all the children over here. And it's 15 people and a motherfucking, my apartment is a one bedroom, but you could basically say it's a motherfucking studio, Miss Thang. And then I got 15 people here, Miss Thang, and all this other and that's one of the reasons why me and my lover's not together, Mr.
No, well, then you are crazy, because see, that's what I'm saying. You can't. That's the part where you have to start examining yourself. Maybe you need to stop and take a breather and X your house out, Kelly, and examine yourself, because you are people
Nicole,
only do
but
to
Nicole,
you
what
you allow
them to do. You know what it is, Nicole.
People
I've
can
been
only
here,
do.
Nicole,
what
I have been here, Nicole,
do.
Nicole, and coming this year, I have been here for 15 years. This is my family. This is like, Nicole, I see the house of Mizrahi as being, it's like my grandmother. Nicole, you know my grandmother was my heart and my everything.
That's
this is
the
my
same
family.
Thing for me, for the house of Icon. That's the same thing for me. I'm the first person here. I take on any responsibility of anything personal. I love them, every one of them. If I don't sit here and talk about the house of Icon on the radio, because we're individual, we so bad that I don't need to talk about us. I'm not even going to sit here and keep promoting my ball. For what? Because we are so, and that's how I feel in myself. And I don't give a fuck if nobody on here thinks so. And I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks, but I understand that, oh, girl, I really, really understand how that's your family. You've been there for so long. There's no place for you to go. I know the way you're feeling, but it doesn't mean that it's your family that you should allow them to do what they want to do. I take care of everyone in this house when it's needed to. Anyone, I love everyone in here. It's not about damn my house, and half of us in here
deal with each other every day. You know what it basically is for me. This is what it basically is. I'm not a person of too much talking. I'm a person of action. So when all that talking come in and the girls is reading and saying all that stuff, I'm not going to sit there and do all that talking and reading and stuff. It's, you know how I am already. It's not about talking and stuff. I don't want to talk and all of that stuff. But, you know, I don't even want to stick, you know, it's just too much. I'm calm. I'm relaxed.
No, and you know what? Get calm and relax. But I want you to understand that I feel your pain. And you get calm and relax. But you got to also get some strength, too. Because, girl, you can't allow these people. It may seem like shade. You can't have no. Because if it's not comfortable for you and comfortable for your spouse, there's no reason why you should be missing out and enjoying your life for a bunch of people that are trying to bring you down. You need to get some control and stop allowing them
time to do that. We always crying and playing the victim, but we need to come out and play. No. I'm not going to do this. You know why I'm not going to cry no more, Kelly? Because I'm not going to have people around me that's going to make me cry. So I'm not
going to
cry.
Well, you know, we're not going to sit here and we're not going to dwell on it. We got a couple of more days left into the new year, and it's going to be a whole new attitude
new
and a whole
Amen
and a whole new and a whole new thing, honey. I got 3 months left on my lease. I got 3 months left on my 2-year lease before I transfer into my new apartment. And so, you know, how you doing, Miss Day? Let's get the next caller.
Yeah, y'all said so unfair, honey. I want to hear the wellness girl. Where
Hold
is the wellness with the
302-981. You on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing?
How y'all doing?
We doing
Hello.
Good.
Hey, what's going on?
Yo, can you tell me who won the sex items of the year, the film queens and the witch queens?
Oh, I don't remember. I know Amber won Mardell's body. I don't know who won the sex siren categories.
Oh, no, me either. I'm sorry. I don't know.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember who won. But I think it's posted on Walk For Me Wednesday. Just be
thank
careful.
You.
Just be
okay,
careful.
Let's be careful.
Okay.
But where's the real
and for
the,
and for the person, for the person, for the person, for the person that's in the chat room that's saying about broadcasting business. You see, this is the problem. That's the problem with bitches, right? This is what we're talking about. Wait, hold on. This is the problem. This is the problem with people, right? Bitches want to sit here and act like shit is all motherfucking right, Miss Thing. And bitches want to come to the motherfucking ball and they want to be uniform at the motherfucking ball. Everybody sitting at the motherfucking table acting like they motherfucking fucking like each other when you can't even stand a bitch that's sitting 2 seats down from your motherfucking ass, okay? That's the problem with bitches. And bitches stop being fake and motherfucking phony about the motherfucking shit and being upfront with their shit. It's not about broadcasting. It's about letting motherfucking shit just motherfucking happen. It's about being real
with your
motherfucking self.
Okay, I'm muting you because stop talking for a minute. Bottom line is it ain't broadcasting anything that's going on in your house because guess what? Like I said earlier, this shit is happening within everybody's motherfucking house. Everybody's house got broke bitches in it, sleeping on each other's floors, sleeping with each other's house members, doing favors, doing this, doing that for everybody. This is happening in everybody's house. Your house, my house, your children, my children, sisters, brothers, fathers, leaders, icons, legends, everyone. So hearing somebody else vent about it, exactly, Kim, stop fronting because it's the truth. Let Kelly vent about what's going on with her because somebody in your house is probably going through the same damn thing. And that's the bottom line. Everybody's going through this. Bottom line, nope, it ain't going to stop. I agree, it ain't going to stop. That's why you got to just worry about you. Kelly, you and I have talked about this numerous times. You can only help an individual as much as you can help them, just like I helped my own blood brother for as long as I can help him until he was old enough to go out there on his own. I'm not going to sit here and continue to hold your hand. You are grown enough. I'm not going to put you in danger. I have a 5-bedroom home, and it's only 2 people that live in this house, and that's me and my husband. And I have a large home. Even though I got 5 bedrooms, guess what I did with those bedrooms? I converted them into other rooms that I utilize, office, game room, movie room, the way I want to utilize those rooms. My house is big enough to have maybe 3 houses in there, in this house. But I choose to live individually with me and my husband because I'm not going to allow other people to come and fuck up my shit. I don't need to worry about where my purse is and who's in my purse and who ate this and who stole that and who ran up this bill and who broke this. I'll help you in your situation. I'll probably help you, try my best to help you get on your feet and teach you and guide you in the right direction. But there's only but so much that you can do for an individual because what happens at the end of the day, they're turning around reading you. They read you if you don't do it. They read you if you do it. But bottom line is, in all honesty, this should be a topic on Wednesday, not tonight. So let's leave it alone. Let's talk about the ball because it is Monday Madness. It's a recap. The bottom line is we do know everybody is wrong in certain ways. You guys know who's wrong about what you guys did, said, and everything. And And you know that we know, bottom line, and I don't care. I really don't care anymore. Because just like they use Kelly for what she can do for an individual, they try to use me for my money or whatever I can do for them. People care about what they can get out of you at that time. And if you can't do nothing, if you don't want to do nothing, or you stop doing something, child, they sit there and smile on your face. But at the end of the evening, they greeting or thanking or giving acknowledgement to someone else. Never once do they appreciate you for what you did. They appreciate the other person that didn't do a motherfucking thing. Mm-hmm. And that's how I look at things. And again, that doesn't mean anything to me, because at least I know what I did, and I know God knows what I did. So fuck what everybody else thinks. Kelly, you need to fuck what everybody else thinks. Move on. Have a good show tonight. Serious topic on Wednesday. And there's a lot of people on hold that want to speak. Let them call. They probably want to know who won. They probably want to vent out about who won.
I want to hear them read. I want the realness with the twist people to come. I want them to come up here and tell y'all how they feel. Call. Put the callers through, Ebony. Come on. They want to read.
Hello?
You're back, yeah, Kelly. Get to your job.
I'm
quiz.
3570, you're on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing?
443-570, you're on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Kelly? This is Enrique Alora. I was just listening. I don't know if I hit one or not. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, thanks, Enrique.
Also, while I'm on the phone, I also wanted to give a big shout out to the House of Alora for being inducted into the Hall of Fame. And also for looking great at the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your representation.
Yes,
thanks, Doc.
They did.
Thank
yes,
you.
They did. Thank you. Y'all look fabulous. Baby, you look lovely. Y'all look so nice. Al, they look so nice. I haven't seen them all together like that in a long time. That was over. Big ups to Jack for doing that and make sure they're putting that together, because that was really nice to acknowledge the Allures and the Milans. They've been around for a very, 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 very long time.
706-850. You're on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing?
What's up, Kelly? Hey, Nicole. Hey, Jasmine. How you doing?
Hey, who's this?
This is Eris from Atlanta. What's going on?
Hi, Eris. How you doing?
Fine. Just chilling. I'm sorry I wasn't able to make the New York Awards ball, but I'm getting ready to go to Philly for New Year's Eve. But, you know, I know Jasmine said don't talk about it, but I just want to personally give you some advice, Kelly. You know, personally, as somebody who's not Mizrahi, you one of the few people in Mizrahi I do live for. You actually are somebody I consider, you know what I'm saying, that shows what a mother actually supposed to be. And, you know, one thing I learned a long time ago, God never gives you more than what you can handle. Fuck what those haters say. Fuck what they're doing to you, because, honestly, God put you in this position for a reason. Jasmine and Andre put you in this position for a reason, so they know you can handle it. Fuck what all them say. Matter of fact, personally, you know what I'm saying, you want to kick them all out. You're the mother, and you run that motherfucking show. You know what I'm saying? God gave you this power for a reason, and gave you this position for a reason, because you probably about to do some great things. So fuck all what everybody else has got to say.
Yeah, kick them out, you heard him. Thank you, Eris. That was the best thing I heard all night. Anybody else?
Next caller, please. How you doing?
That was over. He's a kick him out. You're right.
Yes. 201-892. You're on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing?
Peace, Kelly. How you doing? It's Kim Prada.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, Kim.
How y'all doing, Miss Jasmine? Nicole, what's good? I just want to say, you know, I had a great time. I started my trek up to the Bronx at 8 o'clock. Picking up David from New Jersey, and we came up there. We sat outside for a minute to check the snow, because I was a little worried about the snow, but I had a good time. It was a good turnout despite the weather. Everybody just needs to, like I said, we go back to the word respect. Y'all got to respect. Y'all had a choice to stay home or come out there. Nobody's putting a gun in no one's head to come to nobody's venue. You understand what I'm saying? So after this right here, this shouldn't even be a show right here where everybody reads what happened at the ball. We should just be basically talking about the ball and giving thanks to the person that gave it. You know what I'm saying? But This is what we give. This is what we give, and it's not fair. It's not fair to the promoter or the people that come out to support these balls. But that's all I wanted to say. I had a good time, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Oh, that's the legendary Kim Brano. Y'all heard it.
Thanks, Kim.
Have a good evening. Y'all have a good evening. And Kelly, for Gemini to Gemini, stop, don't, you know how we do. We give. Don't get shit back. Just do what you do and live your life. Fuck what everybody thinks. Excuse my French, but you got to do what you got to do. You know what you do. So don't even sweat what nobody thinks. All right? Have a good evening. I'm going outside on the porch to smoke a cigarette. Okay?
Okay.
Put them out.
Next.
I like that a lot.
404-513. You're on the air on Mother Night Madness. How you doing?
What's going on?
What's going on? Who we speaking with?
What's going on, Kelly?
What's going on? Who is?
You all right, baby? Don't let them get to you, baby. Keep your head up, dog. What's up?
Oh, baby, I'm fine. I'm gonna be all right, honey. I got the grace of God on my side, honey. It's 2010, honey. I'm 33 years old. Some of my sisters ain't even make it to see 33. How you doing?
I know that, right? You know what I'm saying? Let your haters be your motivators, baby.
Yes, they definitely gonna motivate me definitely to the top.
This booty, Kelly.
Oh, hey, baby, what's going on?
What's going on?
Nothing much. Just chilling, honey.
That's what's up, baby. Don't let them girls get to you, know what I'm saying? You sound like, you know, it's a kitchen up in there, you know what I'm saying? Just take a deep breath, baby, you know. Don't let it get to you.
I'm not.
Just, you know what I'm saying, in this scene, you just have, you know how to deal with people, you know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, some people be right up under your nose, you know what I'm saying? And as soon as you turn your back, you know how this shit go, dog.
Yes, definitely.
You know, so I'm going to let it get to you, but, you know what I'm saying, I heard it was a nice function up there. I know the weather caused a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, for not being able to make it up there, and I want to say congratulations to the House of Allure for being inducted into the Barroom Hall of Fame, and big ups to Jack and everybody who was a part of the New York Awards Ball, and to all the nominees and all the winners, you know, big up to all the winners, my son Ken, big up boy. And Shannon, Shelvin, you know, everybody who got awards for the House of Con, and everybody else who got awards, just keep doing your thing out there in the barroom. And that's all I got to say, Kelly. Yeah, have a good one, baby. Kelly.
Thank you, Booty, for calling in.
All right, baby, that's it.
Hold
on. All right. I'll hang on.
Next caller, please. Oh, you know, I got a little sidetrack. Hold on, hello? Okay, I got a little sidetrack. Next caller, please. Baby. Yes. Bitch. I have to get my business cards together. Okay, 914-513. You're on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing?
I'm just listening.
Ooh, okay. Just listening, baby.
What's up?
You know who this is?
Who is this?
I think I know
exactly who this is. You know what? I'm mad at you. Hi, Judy. I'm mad at you. Okay, though. That's okay.
Are you mad?
You know why I'm mad, because that number just changes and changes, and you just fluctuate.
It's always 914.
Yeah, but I never know the last seven.
Oh, hey.
Okay, thank you for calling in. Next caller, please. Eddie, how you doing? Yes, we are on, honey. We are on in the building, honey. And anybody that wants, you know, my expertise,
Miss Brianna.
You know, 862-576. You're on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing?
Hello?
Yes. 862-576. You're on the air. Okay, I guess not. Next caller, please.
They off the air.
Yes, honey. 973-683. 8-7. You're on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing?
Hello.
Yes, yeah. You on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Who's this?
This is Nye again. I called like last week. I had a question though. I didn't go to either ball this week because of the weather. It was really bad. But the Rumble Ball, like for some queen performance, like what happened with all the girls? Did they like all get chopped or something?
They all got chopped except Tia.
I mean, like what? Like was it like a valid reason that they all got chopped?
The judges just didn't see their superheroes.
Will you shut the fuck up? Can y'all put me back on hold and not hang up on me? Because I'm like...
Rusty, please tell me who was these superheroes.
And they didn't see they hit. They didn't see they superheroes, Mister. They gave all the other girls that came out, Mister. They looked gave them a big lot superheroes. Miss Motherfucking Tia, Miss they gave the right her motherfucking superhero gave them Saks Fifth Avenue. She won the $300. They all got chopped. She came out and all she had to do was vote, Mister. They gave her tens across the board and she won.
All right, congratulations, Lucia.
407-692. Miss Nicki Minaj.
What's good, y'all? What's up?
What's going on?
Who won Real to the Twist at the ball? Like, I heard the Icons came on and played, so I want to know who won.
Nicole, give me the rundown. What happened?
Well, at the in the awards board, what I saw, because I kind of had to get up when the security guard came upstairs and said it was over, but it was the Icons, my family, of course, they turned it. The House of Milan, they did nice. They had the silver and black thing, and I knew the garçons were getting ready to come out. I'm not sure if they did come out because I went downstairs, but the continuation was supposed to be at Jack's Ball. At Jack's Ball, the garçons and the Ebony's battled, and the Ebony's won. So Milan must have went over the House of Icon. The Milans didn't come out because the Ebony's were participating in something that they weren't in Saturday, and the Ebony's won over the garçons. So the Ebony's won the $1,000. There you go.
Oh, all right.
Okay, thank you, Nikki, for calling in. Okay, next caller, please.
Okay, honey. Yes.
For all you girls out there, you're just listening on the phone lines, honey. You know, feel
press
free to...
Press 1 and let me talk to you. I want to talk to everybody tonight.
Definitely feel free to press 1, honey, and, you know, and come up on the line, honey. And for all you girls that's out there, honey, oh, bitch, honey. You know, I'm here on the radio show Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, honey. You could definitely catch us on Twitter, backspace, Tins or Chops, and on MySpace, backspace, Tins or Chops. Or you could definitely catch me on our new TV show that we're coming out with, honey, that my sister Jasmine is going to be sponsoring. I'm going to be live on TV giving it to y'all girls. How you doing?
Oh, my God, big Wendy
Williams. We about to do big things, bitch, honey. Y'all want me on the air, honey? I'm coming, bitch. I'm coming through, bitch. I'm coming from the phone lines to the TV screens, bitch. Y'all bitches ain't going to be ready for my mouth, Miss Thing, and my new wig and weave and everything, Miss Thing. Y'all think Miss Wendy Williams is a four girls? What her? How you doing, Miss Thing? Girl, I'm going to give y'all a show, bitch. How you doing?
Where is my mother, Beverly? Where is she?
Beverly, that's who I was just on the phone with when I pitched on meet when Booty was on the phone. Miss Beverly's supposed to be calling in. I just texted her the number, so she should be calling
I'm
in.
I'm not mad at anything. I never get mad. Jeezy swag, Jersey swag, whatever. I'm not a person that get mad that my house didn't win anything. That could never happen. We're the winners before we even battled.
I'm about to open up a little company, honey, cuz my talent is, you know, crazy. 240-481, you're on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing?
How you doing, Miss Kelly girl?
I'm doing fine. How you doing? Who this?
I'm good, baby. This is Andre. Me, lovely son. We was over your house this weekend.
This is a tall one, Andre.
No, this is not the tall one. This is short.
Oh, this is a little short. This is a little short, big dick bottom.
Oh.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
You got all that meat on the
plate. You had so much fun at your house.
Thank you. I had fun with y'all.
Bye.
Oh,
all that stuff on the bottom.
Girl, you will gag, honey. You will gag, honey. So lovely, email me those pictures, honey. They ain't coming up on the Yahoo. I got too much going on. Email them. No. Not pictures of him, Nicole. No. Email me those pictures to my email address. They not coming up on my Yahoo. It's saying it's a problem. So email it to mother, honey. That's my daughter's son, honey. Lovely Carter, Miss Rahi. How you doing? Yes. 646-725. You're on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, who this?
Pussy Duna. What's the deal?
What's going on, Pussy Duna? You wasn't at the function. What happened?
Girl, that Snow Honey was a fool, bitch.
Miss Pussy Duna, you sure you wasn't scared?
No, I wasn't scared, honey. I was definitely coming out to play you out.
Oh, okay. All right.
It was snowing, bitch, and then the rumble last night, I got caught up with the trade, though. You know how that goes. Y'all ain't talk about how the House of Mugler was very upset. If you were a Mugler and you were caught in the awards wars, they put people on probation if you were caught there.
Why?
Because the Mugler's are boycotting because they said Jack tried it by putting the House of Allure at the same time as them into the Hall of Fame.
I can't, but that's, get that shit out of here.
That's why only Sasha was in the building, and that was an exception with the fact that she already had paid for her flight, and she said she's not turning around. So she had no choice but to come to New York. If you didn't notice, there weren't a lot of Mugliers in the building, and I wasn't there, but you know my eyes were there.
Ooh.
Oh.
So I don't know. Get a Mugler on the line to confirm or deny. I don't know. But I heard they were very upset that they got inducted with the House of Allure because they felt Allure didn't deserve it. Not this year. Not that they didn't deserve it, but Allure could have probably got it next year. They felt only them and the Milans could have got the Hall of Fame this year. That the Allure could have got Hall of Fame like next year. So I don't know. Y'all got to get to see. What's up?
Don't worry, honey. I'm going to do my investigation.
You just
honey.
Walked the tea, and trust me, my sister Jasmine got more time, so you just walked it. So somebody's going to come in because I got to say, really?
Yes,
really?
I'm going to do my investigation, but thank you for calling in, honey. And
I'll be back.
Okay, I'll see you when you come back. And you know another thing I want to talk about, Miss Stang. I want to talk about these butch queens that date the femme queens, Miss Stang, but still want to have the butch queens on the motherfucking side, Miss Stang, and cause all this motherfucking madness. And cause all this madness.
Kelly, this topic alone.
Hold on. Thank you, Whippy.
Thank you very, very much.
What she say?
Okay. Leave the topic alone.
Baby, it's just too much, Miss Thing. It is too much, honey, baby. Miss Tasha, keep your eyes open. How you doing? That's caller.
Oh.
Oh?
Oh, that was the child that was kissing Anthony.
Nicole, your mouth, Miss Thing.
Oh.
Yes. No, y'all not going to sit there and do that. They said that child was kissing Anthony. Wait, no.
Oh!
Ain't them kissing.
Wait a minute.
What happened?
Where did they kiss Anthony at?
Well, just by the bar.
Oh,
mind you, I'm gagging that y'all said that was Sasha husband because that didn't look like that. I didn't even know.
Nicole, was it in the mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, babe.
Oh, Miss Stang, honey. All these children and all these text messages back and forth in MySpace and the girls checking the MySpace page and want to attack the children, Miss Stang, and a man is kissing the children in the mouth. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm about to faint, child. Do Jesus. Do me, child. Do me now. How you doing?
So, Nicole.
Hmm?
Who was the person that kissed Anthony in the mouth? What's his name?
I don't know as a child. Mind you, I was gagging because I didn't even know who he was.
Mother, did you know the child's name?
Miss Thing, what is Michael Jackson initials?
That's what they got. Yeah, MJ.
What's his initials, Nicole?
MJB.
Adam J. Who?
A B.
A B.
Michael Jackson. MJ. Oh. Well, I was thinking about Mary J. Blige. Oh, shit. That's what I was thinking about, MJB. I was thinking about Mary J. Blige.
Miss Nikki.
Oh, thank you, Miss Nikki. Miss Nikki Minaj just told me. She said it's MJ Aga.
Gus Hart.
Oh, Gus Hart. Yeah.
So wait a minute. So MJ goes with Sasha, but MJ was at the bar kissing Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
In the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, you know, bitch. Well, you know, honey.
Calvin, save the day.
Cooler, you there? Well, you know I'm a messy bitch. You know I'm a messy bitch, okay? You know I'm a messy bitch, so you know I'm going to be real messy, okay? And I'm going to give y'all a tea because it's Monday Night Madness, and you know I'm messy mistake. So, you know, I got my laptop and my house computer. I got my son is here, my daughter, and my two daughters is here. So, you know, and they all travel and do their thing that they do, mistake. So, you know, mother is a messy queen, honey, so I'm going to be real with y'all. Mother's a messy queen. All my kids, they have their own personal laptops here in my house. They go to sleep mistake and they leave the laptops open mistake with these Yahoo messages and all types of things. And you know, mother, sit here. Mother, talk to the children, honey. This is why I tell the girls, you never talk to somebody on Yahoo Messenger or texting and thing unless you know how people talk and things, mistake, because you don't know who you be talking to, mistake. So you know, mother is a mess. Mother was sitting here. Mother was Yahoo and messaging and everything. Damn, mistake.
Who you was
and
doing
then,
that to?
Computer. Michael Jackson, bitch. I'm not
you
spending
was
nobody.
On Anthony Makuda talking to Michael Jackson?
Yes. I was talking to Michael Jackson, mistake, and it was just mess, mistake. And then come to find out, mistake, Miss Sasha be checking the Yahoo. Miss Sasha be checking the motherfucking MySpace and things and everything. And Miss Sasha think it's Miss Anthony that's having it. It's just a mess, girl. But you know, I'm not going to. Oh, no, they say MJ is not Garcon. MJ is. Balenciaga. Correction. Sorry, he's a Balenciaga. It's just a mess, mistake.
Miss Nicki Minaj, you was right, girl.
Miss Sasha and Miss Anthony been going through it, mistake. But my sister Nicole, mistake, you know, my other view sister, honey. You know, I tell y'all girls, honey, when you see me and Nicole and Miss Whoopi in the building, mistake, y'all gotta watch what y'all be doing, honey, because we be working, mistake. We come and we have our cocktails, and we do whatever else we do, honey, and we might be on the judges panel, or we be walking, honey. But we still be on our job for the radio, mistake. And my girlfriend, Miss Nicole, got an eye visual of a tongue and all types of things at the function last night.
Mind you, but I gagged when you came out and said that was Sasha's boyfriend, because not the way they were kissing.
Ooh,
I didn't
girl.
Think not the way I thought that they were lovers. I didn't think that. I really thought nothing of it. I thought that they were lovers. I didn't know that was Sasha Lover.
Oh, it's a mess. Miss Cooler, you there?
Hello. Hello.
How you doing?
Hi, Mama. Hey. What's the theme?
Hey.
You felt it walking up and down, picking up them plaques one by one by one by one. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to the House of Cards. I'm the. Is Andre here?
No, Andre's not with us tonight. Andre's in transition on his way back to Atlanta.
It's just me, Kelly, Jasmine, and Whoopi.
Hi.
Hey.
Miss Kelly, I love
you. Oh, wait, hold
you
on, Wogan. Okay, what you said, Kool-Aid? Go ahead. Give me the story then. If I got the story.
I said, I love that dress you had on at the awards, bitch.
Yes, let me tell you, okay, I'm glad somebody called me. You know, I didn't want to pat my own back, mistake, you know, because, you know, I'm a big bitch. You know, I didn't want to pat myself on the back, mistake. But, you know, bitch, I be so over it, mistake. They be making these little outfits for these little skinny, mini motherfucking Nicoles and Miss Whoopi, honey. And then they pay the fat girls, mistake. So, honey, bitch, I was going past all the stores walking, mistake, and I see they got these shimmery dresses, mistake, for Miss Nicole and Whoopi in the stores, mistake, and they don't have them in my size. So, girls, you know what I did, Miss Thing? I got two of the shirts for $40 a piece, honey, and I took them to the cleanest, honey, and had my Chinese girlfriend whoop me up my gold sparkly dress so I could look like a skinny bitch, and I was born at the function. How you doing?
I was born
at the function. I love that dress, honey. I love that dress of you, bitch. I'm about to go get my silver one made.
Mind you, and Miss Jazza, I miss you, sister. It was good seeing you.
Shout out to my sister, Miss Ashley, and that lovely coat, darling. Come on, Nas.
I'm not getting a shout out. You better get the hell off this damn phone.
Hold on, you always get a shout out.
You,
you
better get that hard. No, I'm going to start crying right now.
What's going on, y'all?
Well, we was on the phone. Let me tell you, let me give you a thing, mother. Yeah. She was. Yeah, Kelly, I went off for like the first half an hour because she was tired of people announcing Ms. Rahi trying it, and they keep coming back and forth and, you know, using and abusing her, and Jasmine just finished coaching the situation. Then the other thing was that, you know, they were talking about what time the ball ended, but that was quickly fixed. And then we were talking about the Ebony's and them getting in on the Realness with a Twist on Sunday, but wasn't there on Monday. And then it was talking about Sasha Lover, that's what you came in on, was kissing Anthony at the ball. Oh, wait, and something about, we also were talking about something about somebody had a fight at the Rumble Ball, and they tore it down, and the bodyguard, something, something, something.
Oh,
there you go. There you go.
What?
And everybody was giving congratulations to the House of Khan and the House of Milan and the House of Valor and all the other different houses
and then
that
the,
won.
And then what you said on, then what you said last night on the mic, the red phone rung over here, Miss Thing, and it was confirmed by the Icon, Miss Thing.
What?
That the children was out the house. It, the red phone rung and the Icon confirmed it.
Oh, yeah, we forgot. Yeah, then they started talking about somebody that was fighting, and you said that y'all both out the house. And they said that you couldn't do it. And then Kelly red phone rung, and it was higher superior, and he said that they out the house. And then I said, who said Beverly ain't got no power?
And, well, I'm not going to tear my house down because I feel that if the higher power has spoken, then I guess I'm the power of the beholder.
And then the guy came up here and told Miss Kelly, don't be upset. You carry on or whatever. You the mother. You put in this position for a reason. Put them out. So I think that's the thing for tonight. Put them out. The fuck you dealing with this shit for?
At the end of the day, like I said, you know, I'm not going to talk bad about my house, you know. Happen. One thing I can say is, you know, my lawyers will be lawyers, and we're just, you know,
by the you know, this decision was handled.
Who gets the house, who gets the door, who gets
lawyer?
The fence, who gets
yeah,
the car?
Yeah, I'm fuck you up. You heard that, Jasmine?
Girl.
She said my lawyers talk to them.
But, yes, I can say congratulations to all my cons. I love your daily. Y'all really did your thing, and if it wasn't for y'all, I would not have had over here.
But you need to fix that background. Somebody needs to fix
that
before I get upset.
So I give a shout out to James, Ayana, Charles. This is BJ because BJ did.
Oh,
you know,
it's so good to see Charles
gone.
Up in the building. Shout out to you.
Yes, shout out to my family. And Mark, I'm so glad you got your boy, girl. I love my Marky Mark, honey.
Yes. I'm gonna give a big shout out to Kobe Khan. Yes. I want to give a big shout out to Jubilee Milan for voguing down last night. The children of Vogue coach.
Who won the all way last night?
Nobody walked.
The ball got shut down.
Oh, sure. No, you didn't get that $500. Mm-hmm. Well, that can be put aside for
wait
something.
Wait a minute. Hold on. The ball got shut down last night?
Yes.
The ball got shut, the Rumble ball got shut down?
Yes, the ex-cons shut it down.
So how many categories didn't finish?
Two.
How much?
Twist and Allway.
How much were they?
Wasn't the, I think the Allway was the mini grand from the Wars Ball?
No, it was not.
Oh.
Jack made sure he took that and said they are having the Allway. It will be black and white or something, but it will not be the $500 or the I love it, Jack.
So trust what I tell you, I would have been walking, so yeah, it was not the $500, honey.
I'm sitting here with my lawyers now as we speak, you know.
Hatching out a plan?
Huh?
I see the iSpy has left the chat room, Miss Stang, so I guess the girls heard what they wanted to hear, and the girls are not in the room anymore. Damn.
I want to know who the iSpy is.
No, because there's so many girls out there, Miss Stang, so many queens out there.
Miss Kelly, you need to get your lawyers and stuff together and do what that first caller said. You need to sign out what your lawyers think about the loyalty and stuff.
It's so many queens out there that so-called claim they don't listen to the show, but they know everything that goes on in the show, and as soon as their name is mentioned, they're on the show, quote-unquote. But, you know, it was an iSpy in the room.
All we got to do is mention their name? Oh.
All you got to do is mention a bitch name, and they up here.
Came in the bathroom at the awards ball, and when he came in the bathroom, I told him, you better get off this damn bathroom. Because
who came in the bathroom?
Oh. Rodney. So you said you just
got to
say
the
name.
Shout out to House of Milan and House
Malone
of Milan.
Malone
the
and I definitely got it.
So listen, this is something that I also wanted to bring up. Kelly, you remind, this is what I was trying, when I was saying earlier that, am I forgetting something? I was forgetting something, exactly what you said. It's a thousand of you people that sit here. And you guys sit here and say you don't listen to this show. You guys sit here and ban your house members from calling this show. You guys act like you're too good to be a part of this show. You guys sit here and act like if someone is acknowledged for what they do, be it being a legend or they're acknowledged as a legend on this show, that it doesn't mean anything. I've heard people say, oh, child, no, she was just acknowledged on the radio as a radio legend. Like that really makes a difference or whatever. The bottom line is if you are acknowledged in my eyes, if you are acknowledged by any type of person in that role, be it in a letter, be it on TV, be it on radio, be it on Walk For Me, be it in person, be it on a runway, be it anywhere, appreciate the acknowledgement, but don't let nobody knock you down for it. But I've heard these people sit here and say, she's just a radio legend, or don't call the show. If you're a part of my house, you're not allowed to call the show. You can't participate on the show. We don't listen to the show. We can't listen to the show. I was told not to listen to the show. I can't call the show. I only do a three-way about the show. Da-da-da-da-da. But as soon as somebody says anything about you, the same person that's saying it, bitch, you don't. You know each and everything about it. You can tell me exactly what took place on what date, how it said, and who said it. And that's what I'm saying. Again, that's that fake and phoniness. And those are going to be the same people that says the Viewer's Choice Awards is going to be a mess. And they don't want to have no part of it because guess who's backing the Viewer's Choice Awards? It's going to be the people, the radio people, the listening people. You guys are going to be the people that back the fucking awards ball. You guys are going to be the ones who back that show. And there's going to be a lot of people that don't like it. And they're probably going to tell you guys don't go. They're going to probably ban you from going if you're a part of the house, don't go, whatever, and let them do it. But that's where I say it's just a whole bunch of messiness. Again, messiness. Because if I sat here and talked about one person, if I sat here and named one individual, I could throw five in the air and pick one of those names. I guarantee you if I started reading that individual, my phone right here would start ringing in the next 5 minutes. And I know that one of those five people are the main ones that said, we don't listen to the show. So my phone will ring in 5 minutes.
Well, who can I name so we can get them up here? If that's all it takes, that's fab then. You could just say anything, Jasmine, and they come. That's cute.
It's a mess. Don't be fake. And what is it? Don't front. Don't front. Don't act like you ain't a part of it when you know you are. Look at this chat room. The chat room has so many people in it. So many people. And the phone line's just basically full like that. And it's one of the top shows that are downloaded the next day. Why? Because the queens live for scandals. The queens live to hear what happened, how it happened. The queens love this. And all the other people, that's why I have so much respect for people like Kim and all that stuff. Kim will come on here, and she has her show. She comes on here and supports this show. Jahira does and all that. They all come, and we support each other. Kelly Cole's on their show, little things like that. You got these other people that throw shows, and they act like they do not want to be a part of this, like we don't exist. But as soon as somebody says,
well, who show is doing that?
Here, they be right here perched. They be right here. You know you're listening. You know. I know you know you're listening. I know you're there. You're one of those guests in the chat room. You're one of those private numbers on the switchboard. But you're listening.
Oh, that sounds like a movie. You're
listening.
And you, the other person. Stop trying to put a battery.
You all know that I know you're listening, and you all know that I know right now that there is a computer that's playing, and you're sitting there rolling a blunt, drinking a cocktail, listening to the show.
Ooh.
Or you have somebody running in the other room. Ooh, Kelly just said, Jasmine just said, Nicole just said, and you sit there sucking your teeth and reading, fuck that fat bitch, blah, 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 blah. But you're listening.
Perch since 10:57. A-line, Miss Nikki.
You know you are. You know you are.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck you up, Jasmine. That was crazy. I see you. Even
Hello?
Though you covered up with that wig and you got those glasses on and that new outfit, I see you.
Kelly, you're there. Kelly, you're there.
Okay, I can admit it. I'm one of the people.
Oh, shit. This is why you're right.
You
I see
what?
You.
You know what? Even though you're listening and everything, thank you for listening.
Hey.
Hey, Poppy. Hey, Poppy.
Do we have any other callers? Let's get some more callers on this line.
Yes, we got to say somebody's name and wake them up. Who could we say, Miss Nikki? Who y'all want to hear on this phone? Just tell us, and I'll be the one to spark it. What's going on? Who we want to hear? Hey, Poppy, sexy boy, y'all want some callers? Come on.
Yes, give me some more callers on this
phone.
Do I have another caller?
Oh, they want my lawn.
They want who?
My lawn. Sod.
They say, for what?
Somebody wants Milan Gassant.
Oh,
two people want Milan Gassant. Well, they said you wanted to get on, Miss Kelly.
Right now, let's start playing the poll game because the poll is going to start coming up soon. Have the chat room do a poll. Name five individuals that y'all know do not like listening to the show. Only call in if it's a scandal about them. Or their house member and claim that they don't listen.
Marco Herrera.
Have a five names and call them out, Nicole.
All right. They said. Oh, well, they said they still up, so they want to hear Sanaya. Sanaya. Okay. Oh, somebody said they want Stewart. Now the call out.
We want Stewart back up on this line, honey. Me and Stewart made it hot mistake. The Raiders was everything, honey. Me and Stewart going into contract together.
Okay. They said Camaro, Marco Herrera, Fred Chanel.
Camaro has been a part of the show, so Camaro doesn't count.
Fred has been a part of the show, so he doesn't count either.
Okay, they said Call Jack. and Stewart.
I don't think
they
ever want to call Jack.
About Jasmine, they said Booty.
Booty's always a part of this show.
He's on the show.
Congratulations to my Uncle Booty.
The people in the chat room, she said, name five people that says they don't listen to the show, but we know that they listen to the show. Five people that says they have a problem. Nicki Minaj, you are the first person. She said Marco and Milan.
Marco, Milan listens to the show. Marco listens to the show. People that do not listen to the show are people that have not been on my phone lines.
I don't think Marco has been a part of this show.
Marco has listened to the show because he IM'd me when I was reading him, and he was on the...
They
just,
said Tom Blumenfuhl.
Tom has been on the show.
No, but y'all said that don't, there's that reason and said they don't listen to the show because they work and stuff. And they said that he's the one that be listening to.
Oh, shit. Jimmy. You know, I gotta give a big shout out to my daughter again. She woke now. She was sitting on Saturday and she was sitting
last. I'm saying it. Look at the time for a tick. Top blue.
Oh, Christina on the line.
Oh, they want Christina on the line? That's the
Christina on the line.
Oh, somebody said Sasha.
Oh, they want Miss Sasha on here because her, Anthony was having her man this weekend. Mistake.
Did you
Kelly,
hear that?
She said stay away from her man, honey. She's not going to tell you one more time.
Who said stay away from her man?
Ricky said stay away from her man.
Miss Day, anything that Ricky thinks is her man is not her man. And if he wants a piece of me, I'm going to bite it. I am sexy and free.
So you biting up other people's pieces?
They were arguing.
Really? How you doing?
Okay, I just got breaking news, honey.
Oh, breaking news.
Breaking news from my other half over here. He just confirmed that what was happening between MJ and Anthony was really going on because security had to break up a little confrontation between Stasha and MJ and had to escort MJ out of the building.
Oh! Can you bring this, Miss Ebony, can you bring Miss Whoopi back on the line? She's not on the line anymore. Oh, they have to break MJ and Stasha up. Oh, yeah, Miss Stasha. Yeah, MJ walks face. He used to be a Mizrahi back. He used to be a Mizrahi lad like 4 or 5 months ago. He was a Mizrahi. But, oh, Miss Stasha was on Miss MJ like that?
You know, all security and, you know, they was all cool with Lopez and Zeke at the bar. So every 5 minutes they was coming to the bar talking. Huh? Oh, this was at Escalita's.
Oh, we have to get Miss... We gotta get Miss Stasha up on this phone line. I need Miss Stasha on this phone.
Where's Anthony? He's the treasure snatcher. Where's Anthony at?
Hold on, what is Anthony's number? Let me send
Get Anthony, he's the treasure snatcher. Get him on the phone.
Hold on, let me send Anthony's number over to Miss Ebony so she can call him. Hold on. We gotta
get
this
treasure snatcher up here. That's one of the other individuals that Jasmine was talking about in your circle.
Hold, I don't know which number it is.
Nicole, you was working for the 500 at the awards ball, girl?
What happened?
Whoopi, come here.
For the 500, or was it open
to
all?
I was to come out.
I
sure was. I cannot have played like that at the thing because, see, you owe me money, mother.
Oh, wait, hold on. We got to get Anthony on the line. Somebody just hit me up, and they said they got MJ number.
Well, we want to speak to the treasure snatcher first.
Oh, yes. Get Miss Anthony up here on the line. Miss Whoopi sending the number over. Anthony on the line. And then after we get Anthony on the line, let's try to get MJ and Stasha up here, Miss Dang. I want to know, Miss Dang.
Well, Sasha, I am not having no life out of that because I think that is very rude. And Anthony is a treasure snatcher, and MJ is very disrespectful. I have feelings for your feelings being a girl that like Butch Queens and have to sit there and watch it. That is so disrespectful.
Nicole, we have a caller. 646-436. You on the air on Monday Night Madness. How are you doing?
Are you a treasure snatcher?
646-436, you're on the air. Okay, I guess not. Next caller, please.
Treasure Snatcher.
Honey. 248-747, you're on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing, caller?
Hey, what's going on, Kelly? This is Eric Eminence from the Red Carpet.
How you doing, Eric? Oh, in front of the
Red Carpet is on the air.
Yeah. Well, I've called the show a couple of times, and I just want to address Jasmine. You know, yes, we do listen. You know, we support you as well as Jahira. So, and also Lisa's called a couple of times. So I just wanted to call in and let you guys know because I was listening, and I was like, you know, let me go ahead on and say something.
All right, thank you for your support.
And you know what? Wait. One thing, Kelly, I actually acknowledge you on the show tonight. Baby, do what you do. You a big girl. You do your thing, and I'll sit on the show. No matter what category you decide to walk when you want to walk, at least you're out there walking because you've got to be in it to win it.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay, thank you for calling. Next one, we have one.
Call the treasure snatcher.
Hold on, we try to get him on. 347-951. You on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing? 347-951, you on the air. Okay, well, not that caller. Next caller, please. Oh, yes. Yes. That's a mess.
Beverly, did you go to the Rumble Ball?
Yes, I went to the Rumble. I was there. She called me.
I'm talking to Beverly.
Oh.
What happened?
I said you was at the Rumble Ball too, right?
I mean, I had to be if I announced what I announced.
I don't know what you... Oh, yeah, I forgot. See? I stopped smoking that stuff, girl. I heard. I'm sorry.
Hold on.
At least you're smoking, not sniffing.
You don't do that. I don't do that.
That's
I'm a woman of a certain age.
That's why I said at least you're smoking, not sniffing.
Yep. That's cute, too, but all right. No.
Oh, wait, hold on. Is Whoopi back yet? Whoopi, you're back. Wait, Whoopi.
I'm not back.
Oh, she's not back. You heard her. And the treasure snatcher is not up here.
Oh, you know what? I can't see Anthony's number in my phone, honey. You know, I'm dealing with a lot in my life.
To come in. He's probably listening. You know, he always listens too.
No, I'm dealing with a lot in my life, and I can't see Anthony's number in my phone. Somebody call me. Come here.
Oh, Kelly.
What?
I'm getting me at your house.
I love you too, Trophy. Oh, this is the treasure snatcher.
Never mind. Give me some of that cigarette, bitch.
is this Sasha?
I don't know why he ain't answering his phone.
That's Whoopi.
Oh, that's Whoopi? Hey, say what? Oh. The treasure snatcher called, and he said he's not getting on the phone. He don't want Miss Sasha to beat him. He got to go back home this week.
She already know. You see, let me tell you people about treasure snatchers. Treasure snatchers will always hide behind the phone and behind doors and things to protect them. Their treasure snatchers are they're people who come into your life to snatch away the gift that God has given you, to snatch away your destiny. Treasure snatchers.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, I thought you was going to be the treasure snatcher. Get the treasure.
Yes, Anthony just called me, and I guess he doesn't want to get on the line. He's kind of scared.
I think this might be Anthony right now. 678-201, you're on the air on Monday Night Madness and the MJ and Anthony and Sasha scandal. How you doing?
Hello?
I just spit in the ball.
No, that's me.
Hello?
Oh,
yes. What's up?
Hey, sister, I got water in it.
Oh, it is. Who am I talking with?
This is Anthony.
What's the tea?
Hey, Ma.
Cole, go ahead. It's your interview, Nicole. Go ahead.
Anthony.
Yes, Auntie.
How were you, treasure snatcher? You know you're a treasure snatcher, right? You heard what
Auntie.
A treasure snatcher is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how I feel about anything that's right and wrong. But I just want to know that is, because I'm pretty sure you heard what was going on. So to confirm that you are the treasure snatcher, you know that is her husband, right?
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, well, we're talking about that kiss that y'all was slobbing down, you and MJ, and y'all was kissing so intensely that I thought y'all was actually lovers, and then I found out that he was Sasha lover and not your lover.
Oh. When was this? Last night at the Rumble Bowl?
No, at the Awards Bowl.
That wasn't MJ at the Woods Bowl.
Oh.
That was my boyfriend.
Oh.
Wait,
so you was kissing MJ at the Rumble Ball. That's
we did not kiss.
Foster wanted to get you.
We did
but
not
it was
kiss.
At the Rumble Ball then.
We did not kiss like that. It was nothing like that. That's my brother. That's Stasha's lover. Stasha's my brother.
That's your brother. That is Stasha's lover. Now you know.
That's your brother. Oh, wait, hold on, Nicole. Because
oh,
you know this.
My God.
This is this.
You
hold
right,
on.
Trophy.
You know, hold
oh,
on. Hold
God.
On. Hold
oh,
on. Hold on, Nicole. Hold on, Nicole. Because now you know Nicole had her portion of the interview. Now it's mother's turn to do the portion of the interview.
I'm going to leave it at this, Mark, because you're not about to get me on this radio show again.
You're not going to hang up now. Oh,
everybody
yeah,
have a
yeah,
blessed
yeah,
Christmas
oh,
and Happy
God.
New Year.
He's definitely going to hang up because he know mother was about to take him there, baby, and he know he would not lie to mother. That's
I
why
he
lied
to
Nicole, but he wasn't
like, I know he was trying to make me look crazy because I know that was because the way they kissed and everything and the child walked off. But I was looking like the way they was doing it, you wouldn't think that MJ had a lover, though. So where's MJ? Call him.
Oh, somebody said they got Stasha number, but we have to call them and get authorization to call them before we can call them. So I will have to get authorization to get Stasha and Jeff
right,
on here.
So
on the
everybody
line.
Knows, see how real Kelly is, and this is her child, and she's putting it out there because it's wrong. Her son is a treasure snatcher. He's been a treasure snatcher from the last situation that was going on at Jennifer House with Tyreek and all of that. He's a treasure snatcher, and he will snatch up any of you girls' treasure. Be careful. Beware of those treasure snatchers, mother.
Nicole.
Why?
I remember you beat up a treasure snatcher.
Yes, I don't like them. That's why I respect, you know, if it ain't got nothing to do with me, okay? But, mother, don't even talk about that because that will make me get so crazy right now. I don't do treasure snatchers. They always there. And they're not just there to take your man, though. They're there to steal your joy. And when they do stuff like that, they make you miserable. You know, you gag treasure snatchers. Beware of treasure snatchers. Juanita buying them.
Listen, Nicole, you know what? I have 8 kids. I have 4 daughters and the rest are boys. My boys cannot help it if they are fine, mistake, and they have 9.5 and better, and the girls want a piece and they want to suck it up. They can't help it because the girls want to suck their dick and they want the girls to bust their ass open.
Oh,
my
no,
boys can't help it. Y'all can't have a sit
here. Kelly, wait. Whoever this is in the chat room, I can't see the name. Don't come for me. He didn't turn me because you didn't hear Beverly. If it was.
Hold on. I just somebody
would be taken care of.
Hold on, because we about to make it hot. I just got authorization, and I'm sending it over to Ms. Ebony that we can call MJ. I got authorization.
Okay, now back to what that child said when he said he looked like he turned me. Oh, no, darling.
Nicole, I can clear it up. What happened was the child thought that she was serving, so she went to the child's house, and the gag, because Nicole can Spanish, and she spoke Spanish, and in the midst of her speaking Spanish, she beat the queen up and the lover.
Don't tell you that.
They are reading Anthony down in this chat room.
Right, because they know that it's not cute to be a treasure snatcher. That's like my mother and her treasure, and I go to Selma's house, and I'm sitting there, and I'm badly just doing everything, and I'm trying to snatch her cookies, her treasures. A treasure snatcher.
Oh, baby, we going to get MJ up on this phone. We going to call
what
Anthony back.
What are you talking about, sexy boy? Ooh, tell me.
Anthony.
Yes.
Baby, we about to get MJ up on this phone.
Hello.
We about to get MJ up on this line.
Hello.
I'm about to get MJ back up on this line.
No. First of all, anybody snatching nobody's fucking treasure, I got a fucking man. I don't have to snatch
you
my treasure.
You the treasure snatcher.
Up.
You've been a treasure snatcher. Don't get disrespectful. And don't get disrespectful on this phone because you know I'm telling the truth.
Nobody's fucking treasure. If the girls want me, they want me. But I am not having nobody but my lover, first of all. I don't have to snatch
well,
my fucking treasure.
Well, get your lover on the phone and ask him, do he agrees? Where's he at?
Actually, I talked to him. He was right there when it happened, and it wasn't nothing like that. That's my brother,
he was
first
right
of all.
There.
MJ is my brother. MJ is my brother.
Well, your mother doesn't
agree,
and mothers know best. And still, everyone believes that you are a treasure snatcher.
It doesn't matter what everybody else believes. Fuck what everybody thinks. Ooh. Ain't nobody paying my bills. Ain't nobody giving me no motherfucking money. Ain't nobody doing shit for Anthony but Anthony. So I don't give a fuck what nobody else thinks. I have a lover. I don't want Sasha's lover. That is my brother. I hope they have a good relationship. I have a lover.
Oh, wow, man. You wish good on their relationship. I know you lying now. You hope they have a good relationship.
You don't even know me to be talking about me trusting nobody's treasure.
Who am I? No, you know why I can know you to tell you that? You've been trying something because everything I do know of you, it's about snatching somebody's treasure. So I don't have to know nothing of you. But everything I do know about you and your makeup is snatching treasures.
When? Name them.
Period. Your whole existence is about snatching treasure. I don't even have to go into that, Anthony. I don't wish to go into that.
You don't know me. I'm not snatching
treasure. I don't want to know.
Exactly. So why
I don't want to know. You are a treasure snatcher. You're always snatching the wrong treasure and the wrong makeup. Don't fucking talk to me, okay? You're always snatching the wrong treasure and the wrong makeup. That's what I said. That's what I see, okay? Anthony, you are a treasure snatcher.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Well, then that's good. And we can get MJ on the phone and let MJ defend
his part. It doesn't matter.
Let MJ defend his part. You
like I
anything.
Said,
let
like
MJ,
I said, oh, I did
Kelly,
say something like I said,
MJ, MJ
like I said,
on the phone to
like
himself.
I said, that is my brother, and it's
you
nothing
wish
more than that.
And you wish their relationship good luck.
And it's nothing more
and
than that.
And you wish their relationship
and it's nothing
the
more than that.
Luck.
And it's nothing more than that.
And you forgot and to say, and you
wrong.
Wish their
the
relationship the best of luck.
Hello, oh, my God. Bitch.
Now, did you call MJ?
No, you know, my cell phone is very exclusive, and they, hold on. Is this treasure snatcher hour now? Yes, call MJ switchboard. Call MJ.
Get up here and talk to me about anything. I was talking to y'all.
Dirty underwear snatcher. Girls want Miss Tasha. They want Miss Tasha, honey. They want Miss Tasha. I need Miss Tasha up on this line, honey.
I love you, too. I love you, too, because we all know treasure snatchers, don't we, chat room?
Please leave your message for...
Oh?
Emily.
Record your message. Then, to send a numeric page, press 5. When you are...
What the fuck? What's going on with the phone? What the fuck? His answer machine came on. What's this to this heat?
I'm probably in the church too. I ain't got no time to put on the hell yet.
Okay.
They won't even play Shirley Caesar.
Shirley Caesar? Who won't play my girlfriend, mother? I love Shirley Caesar.
Jester.
Who? I love David. I don't give it a bucket. Mom, what's the you just said? Malia Jackson. You said,
no,
but
no.
I love Shirley Caesar.
Girl, we. No, my aunt had passed away. My sister was asking whether going to a funeral, and I was like, girl, I don't think it's on my hair. You're dressed, girl. I need to get some Shirley
Caesar.
Hello.
Yes,
girl. 347-426. You're on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing?
How you doing, Kelly?
What's going on? Who this?
Hi, Nicole.
Hey.
This is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. You know what a treasure snatcher is?
Honey, I'm listening to what you're saying, Nicole, and you know, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
You got to steal someone's man and rain on someone's parade.
and you claim you already got a man. I mean, how disgusting, how despicable. I remember back in the days.
Now y'all not gonna sit here and y'all not gonna bash my child now. Okay?
I'm gonna say your son bashed himself. You gotta let it be known. You gotta teach
let
your
me,
child
no, wait, hold on.
How you teach
no,
him
Nicole,
and let him
Nicole,
go through
no,
it.
No, wait, hold on, Nicole, right? Because look, you knew my grandmother for many years, okay? And my grandmother was an old wise lady. And
yes,
that old wise lady always told me if somebody steals your man, he was never your man to begin with, because he would have never went with that bitch. How you doing?
Well, I mean, that's talking about the other person, but we also got to take responsibility what we do individually. And individually, talking about Antoine and, I mean, what up, Anthony and his characteristics, I'm sorry to say, your son is a treasure snatcher.
Well, then wait, then he's not a treasure snatcher, he's a treasure borrower.
What? You can't
because,
change the name,
Beverly.
You always trying to recreate
something. Because I'm going to tell you, because my sister is right. What Miss Hunter did say, honey, if they took it, it was never yours. So you're just a treasure borrower.
No.
Y'all not going to change around the name. So now, y'all got to change the name.
Baby, if I'm walking, baby, if I see something, honey, and you walking arm in arm with it, Miss Thang, honey, and y'all at the ball together, Miss Thang, and baby, by the end of the night, Miss Thang, if he winds up in my motherfucking truck on his way back over to this side of the Bronx, Miss Thang, he was never your man to begin with, Miss Thang, because he would have never left, honey. See, that's one thing about me, bitch. I could go to a function, and I could have my man, and I could be on the microphone, or I could be on the judges panel, bitch, or wherever the fuck I'm at, or walking a category, or getting ready for a category. I'm not worried about my man doing any motherfucking thing, honey, because I'm content and I know that he's coming home with me. All those other bitches and their man is doing what they're doing, bitch, they need to worry, honey, because everything that's done in the closet always have to come out. It's just
I
like
always
a queen.
Put them in
it's
me.
Just,
I walk in
it's,
with
it's,
them.
It's just like a queen, Miss Thang. A queen is all once in a closet, but she's going to eventually come out that closet.
Oh, where you going? Well, speaking of
Charlie, they said that's because you fight down.
It ain't got nothing to do with me fighting, bitch. Please.
Okay,
buddy.
I can fight down because I walk in the building and I let him go from right there. Now, if you think that you bold enough to come over here and snatch these treasures, I'm a treasure defender.
Miss Sexy Sapphire, Miss Thang, keep it cute, Miss Thang. I don't take anyone any motherfucking place, baby. Honey, I don't have to, baby. I don't, Miss Thang. I'm just me. How you doing? It?
Well, I'd like to give a shout-out to Trouble. I know my ex is listening.
Baby, you got to be in some motherfucking trouble.
I miss you, Trouble.
We know
he's
the treasure snatcher.
Well, he's an aggressive man, sorry, Trouble.
I have to say something. Andre is attracted. Most of Andre lovers' name was Ashawn. Most of Miss Kool-Aid lovers' name is Mike. Will Andre love these mics and these Deshawn?
I'm gonna fuck you up, bitch. Where that came from?
I'm just sitting here thinking, but baby.
Well, you said that you're gonna be a treasure snatcher this year.
Baby, let me tell you something. If I snatch somebody's motherfucking man, it wasn't their man, Miss Thang, bitch. Please, what the fuck?
Nicole, was you just falling out? Because you love D's and your alphabet, honey.
2002.
No, I had to get my daughter in here because she was still a hot dog.
Wow, you know.
Right, Jesso Dante?
She's on Taze.
Okay, it's about to be. We have less than about 15 days left to 2009. It's about to be 2000 and motherfucking 10, bitch. I am sexy. Listen, I am sexy. I am single, and I am motherfucking free. And let me tell you what that stands for. I'm a sexy big girl. I'm free. I'm not in a relationship with anybody anymore, honey. I know single is for me being single, and the free is I'm free of any ST motherfucking D's, bitch. That's what sexy single and free stands for. So if I snatch something up in 2010, bitch, I snatch it. How you doing? And if a bitch don't like it, bust me in my mouth.
And no, well,
I'm glad y'all heard me, Kelly.
If you owe me money in 2009, please don't expect me to speak to you in 2010.
Okay, and I want everyone to say in 2010 for me, I am retiring. I am not going to be amongst of all these things because treasure snatching and borrowing people property, that makes me murderish, and I have a child. So I'm, in order to not get myself into any trouble, I'm just going to take myself out of around a bunch of people that are scandalous, treasure snatchers, manipulators, and ignorant, naive, murderers, and I'm not going to bother myself with it so that I don't be affected by it. So what I'm going to do for myself for 2010 is love myself and keep my treasures to myself so no one can
be affected. And I got to, oh, wait, hold on. I got to give a big shout-out. I got to give a big, big shout-out, bitch, because I promised I was going to do this. I have to give a big, big shout-out to my number one favorite son in the motherfucking universe, Kobe Card. How you doing all the way from L.A.? I love you, son. How you doing?
Why you always got to be giving Kobe a shout-out, though?
I have to give him a shout-out, bitch.
He's not from L.A. He doesn't live in L.A. no more.
I think we should have a night where we, instead of doing the love show, the dating connection or the love connection,
mm-hmm.
we should call it the treasure show.
Treasure snatch. I'm telling you, y'all girls, and mind you, that good word, that saying, I'm not taking the credit for. That is a
But you know what? You didn't.
Wait, let
you
me
know
go,
what?
Jasmine. That
wait,
is,
hold the call. Nicole, I got. You know
Kelly,
what?
Stop cutting people off. Wait,
wait,
wait
but wait,
wait.
I just because you know I'll be forgetting things.
Wait, Kelly, wait.
Are
you gonna forget it if you?
Yeah, I'll be forgetting things. I'm not gonna be a treasure snatcher for 2010, bitch.
Okay.
I'm just gonna fuck them and they motherfucking lover, bitch. That's what I'm gonna do. For
okay, that's not
well,
treasure
I think
snatching.
We should have a show called Treasure Snatching Show or whatever, and people get to call in and say, who are the treasure snatchers? And who are the treasure borrowers? And who?
I like that, Jasmine. But the treasure snatcher comes from if you look up.
Anthony wants to get back up on the line.
Wait, Whippy. Jasmine, when you have the time out of your busy schedule, go to YouTube and look up Juanita Bynum. She preached this. When I say it is crazy, Jasmine, she preached. I'm gonna say this line. She said, anybody that's calling your phone talking about anything other than your destiny is a treasure snatcher. She said when she did this thing, you got to see it, and it's on YouTube. She picks up the phone. She says, hello?
Hold on. I just got a break in. I am that the legendary overall father, Charles Kahn, is trying to call in. So I'm the person that just
okay,
I am me.
Listen. Before we go any further, because the show is getting kind of hot, it's still 60 people in the chat room. The lines are still full.
So go get more time. Do what you do.
Hold on.
You could do
it. We already did 3 hours. In order to do a 4th hour, everybody's going to have to hang up and call back in.
No problem. Thank you.
The system only allows you to keep 3 hours on. So what's going to happen is in the next 5 minutes, the lines are going to shut down. You guys are just going to have to call back in. If you guys are in the chat room and listening to the show from your computers, you're probably going to have to log out and log back in into a whole new show. The show that starts at 2 a.m. and it's called Monday Night Madness Recap or something. So remember that. The show's not going to end at 1. It's just going to shut down, but you guys are going to come back in. And you're welcome, Mr. Man. And if you can't hear from the chat room, from your computer, log out of it, come back and click it on a whole new show line for 2 a.m. And for you people calling, you're going to have to call back in, and you guys will have another hour.
Bitch, I got to get some motherfucking cigarettes, bitch. I already got 2 cigarettes left, bitch.
Well,
I got to get the car dropped.
Your daughter's in them.
I'm not sending my daughters outside, Miss Thing. We brought.
Well, I would make a cute corn. I wish I was there. I would go outside. I would go right downstairs and stand there and smoke the cigarette and think about bringing the pack back up to you. If I was over your area, girl, I would have a lot over there.
Hey, you got one daughter over here.
Kelly
yeah,
got a fab area, darling.
And congratulations to Whoopi. She looked amazing last night.
Thank you.
That's right, I'm Brianna. That's right, you want to stop, you want to correct this. They used to call me Webby, now they call me Chopping Nicole. So you want to you didn't have, remember that mother from Lean On Me? They used to call me, now they call me Batman. They used to call me Crazy Joe, now you can call me Batman.
They used to call me Fat Kelly in 2009, but y'all going to call me Crazy Mama in 2010.
That's what we are. That's what. So no, Jasmine, I want you to really look that. And anybody else, go look. That thing will set you free so much. And it talks about people. She put her own business, her own marriage, and how people are designed to snatch your treasures, Miss Thing. They are really there to do it. When they're talking about your ball and doing all, they are there to take your fame, to make you second think what you did, or to make you their treasure snatchers, darling. All of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They out there. They listening. Press one, y'all.
Yes.
Beverly.
Oh, girl, Nicole.
Where's Beverly at?
Girl, Nicole, my mouth is melting right now, Nicole.
Wow, what you looking at?
I can't see.
Wait a minute. I hope y'all not over there looking at Kobe.
Bitch, we don't want no fucking Kobe, bitch.
Oh, don't talk like that.
Nobody want Kobe but you.
Miss Thing, I don't know why you saying that.
Right off at your house, right there. I'm going to drop Kobe and his company over at your house.
Oh, see, now you cutting up. I'm going to fuck you up and say, and the company.
Whoopi.
Kobe, yeah.
Because, Nicole, Kobe's giving me and Whoopi flashbacks to Jamaica when you back in the back of the day room with your boo underneath the blanket. Play.
Stupid,
dude. Oh, so you want to send it over here so I can snatch the treasures. Oh, no, Kelly, don't try to set me up. I'm going to tell Anthony to go to your house.
Miss Ayanna Milan is sitting right now, Miss Thang, with her white beater on and her poom-pooms on, her blonde hair wrapped up and her Manjula mask on, Miss Thang. She is giving me motherfucking Banshee cunt, motherfucking real to get in front of me right now.
Wait a minute. Wait. Let me clarify something because we got 1-2 minutes, Kelly. Ayanna Milan is at your house while Kobe is giving y'all Jamaican stuff and my niece is sitting there watching that? And she's letting it go down? You know what, Ayanna, your princess quest is being taken. You like, what the fuck is, you know, all those cities? Kelly, where's Ayanna? Ayanna to call in.
Kobe. What?
Where did Beverly go, switchboard? Ebony, Jasmine, do you know where Beverly, did your friend Ebony kick my mother off? This is shady.
Salvador's still there.
She probably got us on hold or mute, gobbling
right,
up
again,
something.
Everybody, I'm getting a message that 60 seconds is left. Again, the phone lines are going to shut down. Call back in. Wait like a minute or two. Call back in. If you're in the chat room, log out and log back in. Not just of the chat room, but the whole board itself. And we'll see you guys in a few minutes.
And you treasure snatchers, beware.